Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode Podcast. This is episode 90 what?
7!
97! This is the best games of the last 10 years Battle Royale. My name is Joe.
I'm Dan.
My name is JT.
JT?
JT!
I'm Chad. What up now?
Welcome to the show!
The show! Woo! My games are better than yours.
Okay, today on the show we have something a little bit different for you. We are going to be pitting the best games of the last 10 years up against each other in a crazy battle royale fashion.
Look so, out.
Buckle your safety belts.
Throw logic out the window.
And get ready for the All Range Mode top games of the last 10 years. Battle Royale,
no.
Starting next. All Range Mode.
Lot of money.
Well, you can also offer. You don't go in there. I'll pay it.
Okay, guys.
You're probably going to that house and just lose your mind. Like,
hey,
this fucking house
wait.
Is awesome.
So here's what we did.
What?
Everyone had 20 games.
Everyone knows you.
What the fuck?
So we wrote down 20 games.
Guys, here's what we did. Every one of us wrote down 20 games.
he's starting to salivate. Alright, get this not off the top of my legs, please.
Chad, look at this piece of land.
Okay, damn, I'm recording.
Oh. Sorry, I'm looking at a piece of land. 165 on real.
My dad's probably selling the house soon. You can buy that.
How much?
And I could fucking
$549,000?
You live there with you. Wish
yeah,
I could buy it. I'd live in that house till I died.
I don't think the chips are a good idea.
Let's just eat them real quick.
Yeah, we have to eat those next 30 seconds.
Pause. No!
Pause them.
There's too many orange.
Two potato. I think those are all that.
Hit record.
Let's take care of these guys first.
Okay, well, alright, so what we did was, we all wrote down our top 20 games of the last 10 years.
Yep.
We ordered them 1 to 20 and then assigned points to them. Number 1 got 20 points. Number 2 got 19 points. Number 3 got 18 okay. points or 17 points.
Yes.
Number 4 yeah.
And then we compiled all those. Any doubles, the points got added on. For instance, if you and I had the same number 1, it would get 40 points, just like that, because of where it is on our list.
Yeah.
So we added them all up together. So the idea is, for the Battle Royale, we want to do like a playoff tree. High seed plays low seed. I mean, we're randomizing low and high.
Is this to me or you?
This is to everybody.
I'm listening.
See, this is the new way I want
to.
This is the new way I want this show to work.
Is this to me or you?
So anyway, we've either got too little games for a 5-round battle, or we've got way too many games for a 4-round battle. So in the end, there's 2. In the semifinals, there's 4. In the what do you call them? The quarterfinals, there's 8,
yeah.
And then 16, 32. We're at a point. So the next one would have to be 64. We're at a point where we're at 58. So what do? Do we add 6 games onto there?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I'd do.
We didn't do it yet.
We have not added 6 games onto here, no.
We haven't added any games?
No, I mean, we need 6 more games.
Halo 4.
Resident Evil 1 through 6.
Halo 4?
Crackdown.
Yep, number 1.
Crackdown number 1. Skate 2, Joe Maria.
Crackdown, Skate 2.
Oh!
What about Smash for Wii?
No.
Smash Brawl?
Yeah.
Smash suck. You're just saying games.
Smash Brawl. We also have Mass Effect 1 on
what
here.
What about Enslaved?
What about Shadow of the Colossus? Enslaved. Enslaved is a good game. I'll put that on.
Enslaved?
It's got yeah. my vote.
I mean, all these games have, they don't have a fighting chance.
No.
All right.
It's almost
Enslaved,
like a buy
so
for
one, two, three. So how many games total do we have now?
60.
We need 64. We have 64.
Got it.
Nintendo 64.
That is
Golden Egg.
Yeah, this first round is going to be a giant wild card. So let's fly through it. Okay, so first round is going to be very much a speed round, but I want to clear the air first on how exactly we're going to be voting. And I think it'll be beneficial for us to clarify some things internally in our own hearts and minds.
Hold on, I want to say something about speed rounds. Do you remember remember YTV, that fucking show?
Yeah.
And now it's time for the speed round. And all the kids in the crowd were like,
I do not know that show.
You remember that show?
Is that the one they poured goop on me?
Yes!
Yeah.
The goo. Uh-oh. And I was dying for everything. Uh-oh. All
right, very quickly. I know I picked my list.
Find that sound clip, teacher.
What I did was very simple, and I think Chad did the same thing. I went online. I typed in... First of all, we'll explain it later, but I went online and searched top games of 2004, had a list of all, like Google will cycle through like all the biggest games, like the biggest searched games for that whole year, and just started grabbing them. Boom, boom, boom.
Google
those were on the list.
Like a banner with all the games that came out.
Yeah.
All the best games that came out that year.
Google did the same thing every single year, sorted them out, listed them, easy peasy. Beautiful. I know Chad did the same thing. TJ, how did you make your list?
I went through my Achievos, mostly.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then just picked games that you played a lot?
Well, not that I played a lot. It just reminded me of the games that I played. Basically, every game I played the past 10 years, I got Chivos for it. With the exception of computer games and Nintendo.
I was at work, so I couldn't do that. But that's why I piggybacked off some of your choices. I was like, fuck, I knew I forgot about that.
You know what?
TJ picked it up.
You can go to Xbox.com and get Xbox achievements, too.
Oh, yeah.
I got about 15
next
of mine
time. Next
just
year.
From memory. Of, like, these games are dope.
We figured that's the
way we've
done
this.
Yeah, I think it should be noted that, like, I'm going online for reminders, and, like, within 15 minutes, you're like, okay, how many games do I need? And we're like, oh, 20, if you can figure out 20. And and then 5 minutes later, you show me just, like, a photo of a piece of paper at work. I'm like, holy fuck, Dan did this from memory. Like, just... like writing down like,
yeah, like
different games.
All right,
what is my favorite game of the last 10 years? Just boom, 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 boom.
I was thinking
boom.
Of games that that rung a bell with me that like I played for a substantial amount of time.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest thing.
Well, and then so we all just threw games down, and then I had us all order them, right? So pretty quick. So what we did was we took our 64 games.
Yep.
And then in order to get it randomized, because we wanted top seed to play low seed, so that's the way we got the playoff tree set up. But in order to randomize it, which we've made mistakes in the past not randomizing the brackets, we just put them in alphabetical order. So before we get into that, how are you guys going to be voting? Now I want to ask you about, like, how did you handle sequels or successors? Like, for instance, we've got Dead Space 1, 2, and 3 on this list. So why not, like, decide the best one, or how did you isolate,
took out doubles from series. Like, I debated doing Far Cry 3 and 4, and I said, you know what, Far Cry 4 I like better. I just left out Far Cry 3. So for me personally, on my 20...
So you picked the best of the franchise, left that on your list, and then eliminated the rest of them.
I did
right?
the same thing. I wasn't going to put two of the same franchise as two spots.
I did.
Just picked the best one of the franchise.
I struggle with that. Like, I was thinking about Smash Brothers, and I was like, okay, the best one is Melee. That was more than 10 years ago. Can I put Brawl on the list because it's like Melee? And then I was just like, and then Brawl, and then no Smash Brothers games showed up on my list.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't have Resident Evil or Final Fantasy.
Yeah, have you seen my
no
list?
My most stupid.
I wrote Resident.
Oh, because, yeah.
I was like...
Because I like the originals.
I was like, I like 2, I like 4, that's
I like
it.
2.
But yeah, and like... Can you pull a game from before 10 years ago and say, like, oh, well, this is the sequel? Chad almost ran into that with KOTOR. No, you had KOTOR 2 on your list.
Yeah.
Only if, without that original, it still belongs on the list. That was my opinion of it. You know what I mean? It has to stand alone.
There's another
thing. Like, KOTOR 2 was a great game. I put doubles on there just because I feel like they're two totally different games.
I hit that as well.
Like, I'm just going to say it. Call of Duty 2 and Call of Duty 4.
Two completely different experiences.
They both deserve to be on there. Oblivion, Skyrim. Both deserve to be
I think
on
that's
there.
Okay.
Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 3.
No.
Which is what I put, and I guess we'll have to get into that. But yeah, so let's just fucking dive in.
Let's do it.
Round
Everybody's
one.
Got the choice, but no.
Are we doing an introduction?
No, I'm going to do all that later.
Why
not? So, round one. 3D Land for 3DS versus Assassin's Creed 2.
AC2
as well.
I don't need to vote. Good, because I didn't play either of those games. All right, so yeah, this is the speed round. Chad, do you want anything? Do you want to say anything about 3D Land?
What year was Assassin's Creed, by the way? 2.
2009.
Assassin's Creed 2 is
just a quick. I guess yeah, just a quick thing. I didn't know whose voice it was for Dying Light, and I knew I had heard it before.
Yeah, me too.
It's Ezio.
Thank
is
you.
It really?
I went to look it up and then I forgot. I didn't
know. Yeah, I was like, who is this guy? He kind of sounds like...
oh my god!
Like Bioshock guy. New guy. The...
Booker?
Yeah. But yeah, he's not him.
Guys,
yeah.
This isn't going to be the speed round. Because we put it in alphabetical order, we now have Bad Company 2 versus Battlefield 4.
That's awesome.
Bad Company 2.
What do you mean?
That's easy.
Battlefield 4 is the low bracket.
Hold
Bad
on.
Company 2 is
Aren't
the high
like
bracket.
A versus
oh, yeah.
C?
Yeah, Bad Company 2 for sure.
That's easy. That's Bad Company 2. Nothing beats Bad Company 2.
Nothing. It's going to be number one on the list.
Okay, spoiler alert. But, okay, well, this is a good time. So, maybe until Bad Company 2 has a fighting, like, it needs to pick a fight, we just agree that we've all chosen Bad Company 2 over Battlefield
Absolutely.
4.
Well, I'm choosing 4, because I played it way more and got more out of it.
I expected this to be
I was late to the
grand debate. What makes Bad Company 2 better than Battlefield 4? I guess we don't have to have this discussion.
I don't know. Bad Company 2.
Yeah, DICE doesn't even know. They had a conversation about, like, we try to make... Bubble throat. We try to make Battlefield as much like Bad Company 2 as
yeah.
possible because it's a fan favorite. But
they hit it right
they don't
the
know what the fuck they did.
Multiplayer was so dope. Even the single player wasn't terrible.
I think I know
the
why.
The single player was great.
I think I know why. There was less demand on the player. It was more of a casual experience. I'm not saying it was a casual experience, but it was definitely more casual than Battlefield 4. And here's the thing. I was thinking about it today. Every map just felt like a playground.
They were good
in Bad
maps.
Company 2.
They made very good,
amazing
maps.
Maps.
And as simple as like the progression was, like they really muddied it and tried to make it like more complex, you know. So they're like the deepest experience. But with
it
Bad
is,
Company 2,
it is
2,
the deepest experience. It's a great fucking game.
Well, I'm
a
saying
great
Battlefield
series.
4. They tried to get it more and more complex, and it's just like it got so serious. And what I liked about Bad Company 2 was like I could just jump in, and maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more. But like what separates those two experiences is fun. I think.
I feel like what they tried to do with the newer Battlefield games is made them more competitive.
Right.
I'd say like
way more
like,
serious.
Yeah, a lot more serious, meaning like they're trying to appeal to the market that plays fucking esports.
They want invested players, and people like don't take joke games seriously. Like they want to get like a super serious experience, and they
the
want
biggest
to take...
thing that
but
I
I'm still C4 and dudes in the fucking
what happened
stairwell
with Battlefield hilarious. Like what brought it downhill for me was they started competing with Call of Duty.
Right.
They tried to I don't know.
Yeah, like in Battlefield 3
they put
they did
so
that, they
much
did that
focus
to,
on graphics.
Yeah.
That I feel like they spent too much time almost.
Do you remember in Bad Company 2 the just. Oh, what the hell was it? It was the recon class, and it was that thing
yeah.
where, like you put on the visor and you called in an airstrike.
Yeah,
that was so.
And
dope.
You're just waiting like on a tank, like please don't fucking move, please don't move, please don't move, and then it's just like it didn't move.
Yeah,
and then
rained.
You never get a kill anyway. It's like I got one kill with that.
Yeah, but it was still so much fun waiting for it.
All right, well, the grand debate. Next round, Bioshock.
Uh-oh.
Is going up against Bulletstorm.
Bioshock for me.
What is it? Bioshock and Bulletstorm?
Yeah.
Bioshock 1?
Yes.
Bioshock 1. Easy.
That's two votes for Bioshock?
What is Bulletstorm? I don't know this game.
You played it, right?
I played it. It's not that good.
That game's fucking amazing.
What is it? How old
is
it?
I tried many times because
it was
on your recommendation.
Well, stick up for it now because you won't get another chance.
It was made by People Can Fly. It was a developer that Epic picked up, and now.
Like, what was this game made? What was it for?
It was for 360. I'm pretty sure PS3, probably PC. It was running on Unreal Engine. It was developed by People Can Fly, published by Epic. Now People Can Fly are making the new Gears of War. Like, all that whole team is.
It kind of looks like Gears of War. Like the character models. Okay,
is it a first person shooter? So tell me, it's a first person shooter with multiplier meter, right?
Yeah, it's like
there's a multiplier meter.
It's all stylized. Cool. It's stylized kind of thing. Like you could slide. You could like slow time and get.
There's a lot of environment kills.
Yeah, like a lot. Shit things were destructible. Up. Like every different gun was over the top. Like there were just. It was so much fun to hunt for achievements in it because you picked up like a whip or something. You had this whip. And you would hit the ground, and every guy in the area would fly up into the air, and it was like, okay, target practice. And I'm going to shoot him with this gun, shoot him with this gun, chain these two together.
What game did I play recently?
It was so fun.
Slow motion shooting. Oh, First Light.
But Bioshock was
First Light, yeah. Slow motion shooting.
But Bioshock was like, it's Bioshock.
Well, there's no reason to stick it for Bioshock yet.
That was a game of a generation, though.
Yeah, I think it won. I'm just monumental. I'm not ready for.
Bulletstorm. I don't understand. The fucking. Do you remember the
Rapture the bot? First time?
Dude, that was a boss demo. Two hand powers was very new at the time.
That was Bioshock 2.
Two hands? No, Bioshock 1.
Bioshock Plasmids. 1 didn't do it.
And Plasmid and 1.
Absolutely, 1 had it.
No, they only did dual wielding 2.
Anything.
I'm not ready for Bulletstorm to be the first upset, so I'll vote for Bioshock. Sorry, Chad.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Bioshock sucked, this one.
Okay, this is a this might be a victim of the randomizing, but Bishop Runner is going up against Call of Duty 2.
Call of Duty 2.
Wow. How are all these Call of Duty games in the low bracket? Wow.
Ironically, I think I'm the only one with Bishop on my list, right?
You are, yeah.
I say Call of Duty 2.
It's obvious you guys are going to vote Call of Duty.
It was the first game that I saw for 360 on the demo.
The real, it was, you know, real life.
That Bishop, smoke?
Bishop Runner is... pretty crazy, but it's a good opportunity to make this the speed round, right? Like, we don't need to stick.
So I feel like you're hurting my feelings. You're diminishing the experience that we had on your couch.
No, okay. Well, do you want to get into it? I'm ready to get into it. Bishop Runner did great things. It was music based, and like every single jump and every single item you hit was based like a different note of that song.
It was actually one of the first games that brought us back to couch video gaming in a long time.
It was, and then there was a couple super afterwards. Demanding. Like, you can get 98% down a level and like one little fuck up. Like, you had to, well, you either got super close to perfection with those, or you're going for all the gold. And you have literally no margin of error if you're going for all the gold. And achieving that at the end of a level is amazing, yes. And yeah, you get to listen to those cool songs and like
single player experience. Yeah.
Yeah, the single player experience.
Well, I just love like screaming like when you mess something
when
up
you finally die,
next
yeah.
to each other. Like it reminded me of like Towerfall. And
hey, we didn't put Aegis Wing on that. biggest Chivo regret is not getting that fucking Chivo in that fucking game.
Borderlands versus Advanced Warfare.
Borderlands.
I say Borderlands too. Wait, Advanced Warfare?
Advanced Warfare.
Borderlands
the new
as well?
It was only. Well, I mean. We're trying to be coy about what's on whose list, but I really like that game.
I thought it was a good game as well, but Borderlands is so awesome.
My whole pitch for Advanced Warfare is...
We've heard it. You said it on the past six episodes.
It was... I really feel like it brought me back to...
It brings Call of Duty back to the game.
All right, shut up. It brought me back to Call of Duty experience, but it was sci-fi. It's like, take that Call of Duty experience and slap sci-fi backgrounds, cool fucking... like the grenades were all sci-fi. There was guns that were like lasers. All the like, you'd kill everybody on a map, and then a mech would run in.
Could
and
you
it was
smoke
like holy shit,
lasers?
You know what I mean? Like it. I fucking loved that game, and I played through it over and over again until I got 100%ed it almost.
Sorry, I asked a question.
There is levels where you smoke lasers. Yes.
Okay.
10 out of 10. All right. Advanced Warfare
is
done.
Your vote now. Yeah. I'm voting Advanced Warfare.
Really?
I didn't play Borderlands.
Against what?
You've never played a Borderlands game.
Never.
TJ.
I know.
Okay, called.
It's one of my biggest
Call of Duty
holes,
can't be on this fucking list 46
right, well,
times.
Sir Coiny flips there.
Call
do you have a coin?
4 is better than.
Who's got the coin flipping
Advanced
app?
Warfare.
Who's got a. Yeah. Do you have a coin flipping app?
Gimli.
No, I don't have a coin flipping app. Do you have a coin?
No. You think I carry fucking coins?
Why would we have an app?
I hate that we have a 4-man team for shit like this because.
Yeah.
Text
well,
him.
Do you have a playing card?
We should text him.
Anything with two sides.
It's got to flip evenly, right? And not favor a side.
Somewhere in here.
Ow. Come on. Oh, yeah, good point.
Ow, God. Why is this thing moving? It's like a loose pillow.
All right, so let's give heads to Call of Duty.
Which one?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
The one that's currently...
Borderlands, please.
Yes, yes it is. Call of Duty. Sorry, Borderlands.
That's really
stupid.
Do you
want to have a chance to stick up for it?
There's Borderlands.
Yeah, there. It's a way better game than Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
The coin has spoken.
You're such an idiot.
all right.
Juice
so,
list.
Braid versus Crackdown.
Braid.
Wow, that's a weird pairing.
I've never played Braid, and I'll say Braid.
Braid.
Because I've seen you guys play it.
Okay. Dead Space 3 versus Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare.
The original?
Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare.
Against Dead Space 3?
Yeah.
I'm voting Dead Space 3.
I will vote Modern Warfare.
Fucking Call of Duty's gonna be on this list 3 times. That's
Don't worry.
Stupid.
We're gonna speed up pretty quick.
Vote Dead Space. Just do it. Trust
Dead Space 3 wasn't good, though.
Diablo 3 versus Dead Space 1.
Nice.
Dead Space.
Dead Space.
Dead Space 1, for sure.
Against?
Should have taken sequels off of this.
Against Diablo 3? Well, yeah, Dead Space has got 3 fucking horses in this race.
Call of Duty has like 6.
Call of Duty has 2, and they're both
3.
Right there.
Modern Warfare 2 and Advanced Warfare.
And Call of Duty 2.
Okay, Diablo 3 versus Dead Space 1.
Dead Space 1.
Okay, bye Diablo 3. Enslaved. Versus Dead Space 2.
Dead Space 2.
Played neither. Declined to vote.
Dead Space 2 was my favorite Dead Space game.
Me too, but for fuck's sake.
Well, one of them's going to get knocked out.
Yeah, let it happen. It's fine.
All right, yeah. Yeah, Enslaved was good, but
it was good.
Okay, Fable 2 versus Destiny.
Destiny.
Fable 2.
Destiny.
Yeah. Fable 2 was
what
so good,
the
though.
Fuck? Yeah, I suppose.
Forza 5 versus Fallout 3.
Fallout 3.
Easy win.
Forza
5 sucks.
Gears of War versus Far Cry 3.
Far Cry 3.
Gears of War.
Oh, no.
Can you tell these are both on Dan's list?
Oh, no.
Far Cry 3.
Was
Gears of
so
War.
Good, but Gears of War was like...
How many votes are there for
Gears
of War?
Gears of War was one of those
Remember
games.
The campaign?
Well, Gears listen, of War.
I'm
Gears
voting for
War.
Gears of War.
I have to.
Coin. Hold on, did you say Gears?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really?
Gears. Far Cry 3 was really good.
I fucking love that game.
It was really good, but Gears of War was like one of those games.
Actually, I didn't play any Gears games.
Oh, Gears. Where the fuck were you?
Where am I?
He's late to the party. He's like Dead Space 3.
Are you playing Dead Space on video games? Like, do you have a big patch of
your life? I've been crazy into video games the past year and a half, but before that, it was just more casual, and games did pass by.
I've been a dedicated, like...
I know, you used to come home with sacks on your
top
table.
TJ would pick up Final Fantasy 13 and be like, oh, a new Final Fantasy game's coming out.
I'm not as big
as I am with stacks of new games.
I remember you, like, had, a stack of, like, 3 brand new games you had bought at one point.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, and that was like your regular thing, and you had a rack of just 360 games.
Okay, Far Cry 4 versus Geometry Wars.
Geometry Wars! TJ.
Far Cry 4.
Far Cry 4.
What the
fuck? I don't like Geometry
Wars. Geometry Wars 3, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Fucking idiot.
I can't.
Okay, does it make any difference?
Yeah.
Does it change your vote? Oh, you're the only vote for? I haven't played either.
I vote for Geometry Wars.
You want to vote?
Far Cry.
At least some Far Cry survives.
Alright.
For one round.
Guitar Hero 2 versus GTA 5.
Oh.
Guitar Hero 2. Do you guys have any fond memories of that game, by the way?
I have some fond memories
I
of that game.
I fucking love that game.
I refuse to put it on a list of top
Are
games
talking
ever.
2 or?
Guitar Hero 2.
Oh, I don't. I would go to parties with people I barely knew and fucking play that game.
The only one I played was Beatles.
Well, you can feel good about
Beatles
a game
Rock,
on your personal list.
That's fine.
Guitar Hero was fucking sick. I still sometimes want to play that. That's one of the games I think will go, where the fuck's my guitar? And I want to play this.
Guitar Hero 2 had the best tunes.
But, what is it going against?
GTA 5.
GTA 5.
Come on.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate pairing, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's still pretty low on my list.
GTA 5 is one of the
greatest games. It's got no hope for me.
Okay, so GTA 5 wins?
Yep.
I've played neither.
Neither. Half-Life 2 versus Guacamelee.
Half-Life 2 for me.
Guacamelee's got to be so fucking... Guacamelee's dope.
It is dope. It is very, very good, but...
It's so good.
But Half-Life I remember playing Half-Life 2
when a brand new computer.
No, I brought it.
Sony Vaio.
Don't do that to me.
Okay. Guacamelee. It was made by some whoozy two hours away from here.
But it's... Okay. It's the... You agree that you like fucking Shadow Complex. It's the same formula as Shadow Complex. It's Shadow a Metroid Complex game. It's the Castle...
Good,
like,
it's a good game.
Fuck off. That's bullshit. They made that and fucking iOS...
Don't try and change my mind.
Hack and thrash games. I'm not. I have my chance to say my piece about Guacamelee. The maps in Guacamelee were fucking amazing. The short battles where they would mix in like different types of enemies.
Oh,
and you had
tough.
To figure out how to like relearn how to fight based on like, okay, I knew how to kill this guy before, but now they're throwing a different type of enemy in the ring. Also, and so like, and now he can attack me when
I'm challenges.
Yeah, they're fucking crazy.
They're hard.
And
you did better than I did on them because I got pissed and quit.
Remember how good the fucking power-ups were when you finally got them? Like, the ability to grab onto a wall and shoot straight across a map.
Game-changing.
Like, opened up, exactly.
Game-changing.
What
like,
about, Dan?
Like, oh my god.
When they started working the different dimensions that you could swap through into the puzzles, where you had to, like, jump, punch, switch dimensions.
Why did it convince you?
No, it down. Was... But what's the other one?
It was so dope.
I'm just trying
Half-Life 2.
Please,
I mean,
please.
I'm Half-Life fine
2.
With whatever...
Half-Life 2, I remember the first time having a pistol and shooting one of those fucking... I don't know what they're called.
When you shot a rod into some guy and he stuck and he stuck into the wall, I was like, "That's fucked,
dude." Half-Life 2. Remember the first time using the gravity gun and it blowing my mind?
Yeah,
your environment is now your weapon.
Okay, this is a good time to bring up.
Have you played Half-Life 2?
Yes,
all of it.
Yeah,
I played it on the Orange Box.
Not all of it.
Like 5 years
yeah,
after
I played it on Orange Box,
but I played when it came out.
I played it, yeah, at its peak. And
yeah, but are we picking games based on cultural significance here? Like. We're going to get into this a little bit later, but, like, picking games based on how much they were relevant at the time, I think it's dangerous, man. Are we picking favorite game or best game? Like, we really need to decide these kinds of things before.
I'm definitely rating within its time.
Yeah, me too. That's why I put Dead Space instead of Dead Space 2.
Dude, if that was true, I'd only rate games from the next gen. You know what I mean?
No, like, I'm not rating of its time. This is only the last 10 years. This isn't like fucking 10
years
Mario 3.
Technology is fucking...
They're the same games. This
bullshit.
Isn't Mario 3 versus fucking...
This is 10 years ago versus 10 years after.
It's one console life cycle.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Xbox 360.
It was
2004, I think about year two, and then 2014 is the first time we got another generation
Half-Life
of games.
Half-Life 2 came out.
And there's probably, what,
midway
three or four
through
game on this list? Half-Life 2. Alright.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Half-Life 2.
All I'm saying is
Half-Life 2 is still good today, actually.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
Sure it does. It holds up just fine.
Alright, cool. Halo 3 versus
Halo 2?
Versus Halo 2.
Halo 2.
Halo 3?
3 for me.
Are you guys are both shit faces.
It's
3 was bad.
I played 3.
Are you serious?
The most.
You played 2 like crazy.
Right now.
Why?
You played 2 like
I don't have
crazy.
A vote yet. I don't know who I'm voting for.
The most fun of my life.
I hate to vote for 3 on you, but I gotta go with what's honestly.
I don't care as long as neither Halo is gonna win.
Don't
Halo
say that.
3 was. Oh, fuck. Do you remember playing in the house?
The house.
But hold on,
we played
Halo
in Mill 3 Street House
has to be better.
We
right?
Played...
What?
Halo 3 has to be better. And
Halo
this is again,
Halo
we're going
2...
back to the cultural significance argument. Like Halo 2 came out first.
Halo
made...
3 came out. It was the first fucking.
It was
Xbox 360 game.
I hate
this
line
of thinking.
It was HD. At the time, it was so crazy. Like, what's the better game?
Hold on,
I didn't
play.
It has to be
Halo. Battlefield 4 better than Bad Company 2.
But I wanted to like get in depth about what makes Battlefield Bad Company 2 better, because it wasn't just like them perfecting it. It changed. The experience changed.
Still, the first
round. Same thing can be said of Halo.
Exactly. So why isn't Halo 3 better? So you think they made Halo? You think Halo 3 is worse?
I personally think Halo 3 is not as good.
No, I'm making
2.
The argument that. By your logic, Halo 2 could easily be better than Halo 3.
We're going to get into this with the Portal games.
I feel like
what's better, Portal 1 or Portal 2?
I feel like the first time we've seen Halo...
2. Are you kidding me? It's got to be 2.
Why 2?
Because they took the same ideas from 1 and perfected them. Made them
because
more interesting.
British guy.
There was better fucking story.
There was co-op mode.
There was co-op.
I didn't
there was fucking... It was longer. They worked in like different organic environments where it wasn't just like... Test chambers.
We're talking about Halo.
Portal
right
on the moon, Dan.
We're talking about Halo.
Well, but Portal 1 versus Portal 2 is the prime example of why you don't vote for cultural significance. You vote for what's the better game.
I'm saying Halo 2 is still
That's why I say Dead Space 1 still.
Well, I mean, but Dead Space 2 got voted out. Dead Space 1 wasn't up against Dead Space 2.
Halo 2 or 3?
I say Halo 3, without a doubt. Because I wasn't...
I will honor the results of the duel.
A better game, but...
Whatever gets, whatever gets majority vote out of you 3, but Dan, state your fucking case, man.
I like 2.
We played Halo 3 until Halo Reach came out.
But I played Halo 2. Do you know how much I played Halo 2?
I know, you and fucking Rob and Doug and shit played a lot.
A lot.
Something. A lot.
Like,
does that make it a better game?
But Halo 3...
Because Halo 3 wasn't out when Halo 2 was out.
The only game that I have played as much as I played Halo 2 is Destiny. The only game.
But Dan, that doesn't make it a better game. There was no Halo 3.
Okay, fine.
All those years you were playing
Halo
2.
Why Halo 2 was so good?
No. Wielding? Hold on. We made
it
a list based on our personal opinions.
Dueling was shit. We didn't do that anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. The battle rifle was so good. Like, there was no battle rifle in Halo 1. It was just a pistol.
Forge?
Yeah, Forge was cool, but I never built a map.
Forge was fucking... Sandtrap? Sandtrap alone.
Sandtrap?
Zahala?
You're the only one who likes Big Team Battle because you're shit.
That's the reason, same reason why I like fucking Bad Company.
So 3? 3 is going forward?
Whatever. 3 is fine.
Alright.
3 is nuts.
But 3 is better.
So good.
Okay, Hitman, Blood Money.
Oh,
Hitman is on there, eh?
Versus Hotline Miami.
I'll go with Hitman because I've never played Hotline and I've seen you play it and I didn't really care for it.
I'm interested to know where Joe's going to vote. I'm definitely going Hotline Miami. Never played Hitman and fucking loved Hotline Miami.
I'm out on this. I hate Hitman. I hate Hotline.
Or no?
Fuck no.
That's definitely a joke.
I hate them both so much.
I would definitely vote for Blood Money.
I love
Oh my god, yeah. You got to play that game.
Is it that good that I want to?
It was.
It's like it's 3 or 4 different experiences based on what kind of goals you want to achieve. Like you can go in and just try.
You created a metagame. You and Kyle created a fucking metagame.
Well, there's not a metagame. It's an achievement. Get through it without being seen. Get through it, silent assassin.
Yeah, but nobody wants to do that.
There's an achievement for it.
Yeah, but
Silent Assassin, you don't want to do that 10 years later or however many years.
Yes, Silent Assassin is go in and a ghost. The newspapers can't even explain what happened. That's Silent Assassin, and that's like you can achieve that, or you can go in, shoot the guy in the forehead, and book it. And like the game is fundamentally different.
Yeah, that's not
based
fun.
On how you decide to go
you
through.
You could do that.
Kyle
sure
and I
you
went through.
Your target.
Kyle and I went through without shooting a bullet, except for like this one level that's on a boat, and you could kill, and you could have no witnesses, and the papers wouldn't be able to explain it. So you got
that's
Silent
why
Assassin.
It was fun.
So it's like I was like, there's not going to be any fucking witnesses. No, dude.
Said Kyle.
Yeah, you had Kyle with.
I brought Kyle into it. I'm pretty sure.
The best way to play that game was to...
You made a monster that day.
You, like, set up something in the environment or, like, poison their food or something. Like, you'd have to go knock out a chef, steal his uniform to get in.
But the idea
whatever
is...
Whatever it is, food, change clothes, bring the food to him.
Yeah, but am I wrong that you wouldn't even know to poison his food unless you studied the map and watched him eat that dish? Like, there's one level where all you have to do is to get Silent Assassin, for instance, is there's this huge, like, gangster's kid's birthday party. Okay. So it's like this big mansion, there's people in the backyard, there's people in the front yard, witnesses everywhere, you're in a neighborhood. And all you have to do to get Silent Assassin is inject a donut with, like, poison. But, like, you have to work the map to find that out. Like
YouTube
like,
walkthrough.
One guy's
yeah,
like,
if you
there's okay, so I jumped ahead. There's, like, a delivery man pulls up with like, cakes and donuts. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is inject the cake, and then they go in there, and the guy eats it. But, like, you wouldn't know that until you saw him eating the cake. And then put it together, like, holy fuck, that cake is exposed. I can get to that cake. And then you put the poison in it, like
that sounds...
It's awesome.
Yeah.
They would place shit on different parts of the map, too. Like, on that same level, you could go into the neighbor's backyard. And for
snipe.
Any reason, you could snipe with, like, a tranquilizer dart that was, like, laid out, ready for you there. And it was silent. You could do it that way. But you wouldn't get Silent Assassin.
No, because the papers would say suspicious activity or something like that. Like, you had to literally be a ghost to get Silent Assassin.
I beat that whole game with Silent Assassin.
It was dope. Next round. Man,
Absolution was the worst fucking game. It was so bad.
All right,
maybe
Link.
Kyle would have liked it.
No.
Link
no
Between Worlds or Kingdom for Keflings. Chad, this is only your vote. You're the only one. You're the only one voting on this.
Yeah, delete it.
No, delete
it. What's it?
Link Between Worlds.
Keflings. No,
okay.
Link Between Worlds wins.
Okay.
What?
I should have done that.
Wow. Look at this. Mass Effect 1 versus Mass Effect 2.
2.
All right.
I gotta vote for 1 because I haven't played 2 yet.
2!
I'll vote for 2. Is Mass Effect 1 on here twice? Look out.
Uh-oh.
We're gonna have a problem.
All right, hold on.
It doesn't matter.
Let's play a new game.
Let it go against.
Put a new game on.
Oh, okay.
For the next one?
Yeah.
So, Mass Effect 1 is out.
Anything against Mass Effect 2, instant loss. There you go.
necessarily.
Well, no. Mass Effect 2 just beat up Mass Effect 1. Now we have to replace it with a secret game.
Oh, okay.
Did we put in...
Smash Brothers Wii?
What's Viva the Pinata?
Or did I put that in? No, Viva Pinata's up next. All right, Viva Pinata versus Mass Effect 3.
Viva Pinata.
Mass Effect 3.
Mass Effect 3.
All right, that was a fun experiment. Oblivion versus Marble Blast Ultra.
No! Chat.
I love both of those games.
NBA, baby. Skyrim's going through. It's got it, so. NBA.
You're putting Marble Blast Ultra through?
Wait, MBU. Why'd you put NBA?
Oh, Ultra starts with an A.
Ultra.
MBU. Sorry about that. Duh.
Oblivion.
MBU.
What are you voting, Joe?
If you turned on both of those games on two separate TVs, I would play Marble Blast Ultra.
There's the winner.
If there was two TVs, two fucking Xboxes. Right.
Hey, you guys want to play Oblivion or this Circle Perfection?
I turn it both off and play Towerfall. That's all I'm saying. We should play that.
Towerfall?
Tower Week.
So okay. Good. Orange Box in parentheses. Is that what that's called?
Portal.
Parentheses. Portal. Versus Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge.
Oh, fuck. I didn't like Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge versus Portal.
Didn't like Mirror's Edge.
No, I didn't. I don't like playing as a little Chinese girl.
You don't even see yourself.
These games, hands. These basically have like the same type of effect on gaming culture.
You guys loved that that game, and I didn't love it.
Okay, here's the thing. You guys are all arguing that Portal 1 is better than Portal 2, and now you got Portal against Mirror's Edge.
I'm saying Portal.
I'm saying Mirror's Edge without a doubt.
I know Mirror's Edge is better than Portal, but it is not better than Portal 2. I can't believe you guys can't see the distinction there.
Mirror's Edge is better.
I don't remember Portal 1, but I'm thinking of like... I'm taking into consideration that...
Portal was a minigame.
Portal was exactly like Braid.
Portal blew your fucking mind. Like,
but it's not as good as Portal 2.
Oh, sure. They improved on the...
Remember how good Prey was?
Yeah, Dan. Two identical games, but one does it better. Portal 2 does it better. That's it. It's the better game.
But it didn't have that appeal that Portal 1 had.
You're going down that fucking rabbit hole. Cultural impact or at the time. Portal 2 did not exist
impact
when Portal
on
came out.
Me. Not cultural impact. Me. It's a me. Personal choice.
I'm voting for Mirror's Edge.
Then you guys
That's
got
3-1.
3-1.
Mirror's Edge survives.
You're penalized for using guns in that game because Chinese people don't shoot guns.
Okay, Peggle versus... Yeah,
it's okay in Hitman.
Here we go. Peggle versus Portal 2.
Portal 2.
Portal 2.
Portal 2.
Sorry, Peggle. It was a fun battle.
I'd say Peggle. I love Peggle.
Oh, Peggle Knights at Joe Maria's house?
I love that Peggle's on the list.
Portal Knights at Joe Maria's house.
Nope. This is going to the coin flip, baby.
Peggle!
Heads is Peggle.
Changes his vote.
No, Dan calls it this time.
Heads. That's a good point.
Heads is Peggle? Heads is Peggle.
All right.
Damn it!
What do you mean, damn it? You're the one who did this.
Wait, Heads Peggle.
Yeah.
Okay, you better be
trying. Peggle's in and Portal 2's gone?
Yeah,
Portal 2's out. All Portal gone. Game sucks.
Fuck. I gotta do
the Knight's first
undo. Strategy. Undo. I already had fucking Peggle deleted. Fucking played. Portal 2 and Portal 1 just like that.
Zip, zip.
Your zip, zip.
On both.
Well, zip, zip.
Red Dead Redemption.
Yep.
Versus Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh my god, that's the easiest choice of my life.
PvZ for me.
Fuck.
Red Dead was amazing. It's one of the best games I've ever played.
Peeves. Peeves.
Dan.
Kimmel, you can't make it through there.
I'm not going to go and say, like, what did I enjoy more? Or what did I play more, Dan? I want you to pay attention to this. I'm voting for the better game.
That's
the most
wrong.
Important reason to vote.
I disagree.
And it's Red Dead.
And it's Red Dead. TJ, we're not talking about favorite games of the last 10 years.
That's how we made our lists, is it not?
And you have your own personal list. But this is the best games. Yeah. This is our stamp.
Yeah, but we should make the list in the same way we vote for the things.
Whatever, man. I'm just fucking around. This is all bullshit anyway.
Resident
Evil 4 versus Rezogun. Do not do this, though.
Resident Evil 4.
Resident Evil 4. Easily.
Rezogun.
Fuck!
On my list.
TJ calls this one in the flip.
I can't believe you're even thinking about that. Resident Evil 4 was...
Resident Evil 4 was so good, and you're a giant Resident Evil fan. What the hell is wrong with you?
I am a giant
Resident Evil fan. I like Rezogun, you shoot it in the
Rezogun was a fucking pack-in free game.
No.
And it's a fucking...
It doesn't matter that it's
get
free.
Get out of here.
Joe says this because he sucked dicks at it.
Oh,
so you call it flip.
I didn't suck dicks at it, and I love Resident Evil 4.
Resident Evil 4 is one of the best games ever.
Flip it, call it?
Forget last 10 years.
Heads is what?
It's been heads every time. Heads is Resogun.
Oh,
heads are what the gun. Fuck?
What the, is this a trick coin?
It must be. It is.
That is appalling.
Resogun!
I'm sad that Resident Evil doesn't have a presentation, but I did stupid. Love Resogun. And if Resident Evil 2 could be on that list, I would have voted it yeah. for sure.
Resident Evil 2 is shit.
Resident Evil 2
Resident
is
Resident Evil 4 is better than 2.
Arcade you're thinking controls. About... Resogun hashtag Evil? CS, man. Cultural significance.
In its time.
Swaying your votes. Fuck that.
Hey, Resogun Evil would be a great
dude, game. Your Metacritic is within its time. It's the same
this
place.
Does not have anything to do with Metacritic.
Well, whatever.
This is a better game. Skyrim versus...
Get out of it.
Second Son.
It. Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Skyrim. I don't even know why Second Son's on there.
Well, oh my Second God. Son is a good game and deserves... If it had gone against many of those other games, I feel like
it's
it would
it's one of the best games of last year.
This is going to be a coin flip
pain. I still really enjoyed, like, you know, playing the shit out of it. I get 100%.
Don't even
oh,
fucking...
No, no. I'll give this one to you.
Super Mario Galaxy 2 versus Shadow Complex.
Galaxy 2. Galaxy I know it's 2. Better. I've never even played it.
Galaxy 2. Because it's just from playing at Tim's house.
I'm buying it!
Galaxy 2 is nuts. Skate 2 versus Super Meat Boy.
Skate 2.
Meats.
Super Meat Boy is much more.
Yeah.
Skate 2 I had so much fun with, though.
I love
Skate
2.
An hour beach.
Just like...
I what? Love Skate 2.
But I'm you love Meat Boy.
But I 100% Meat Boy.
Yeah, and, you have to. And, just and because like, you are Meat Boy...
I need
Boy,
to be able to say that 3 more times on this episode.
You should get a Meat Boy sweater.
So did you guys all say Meat Boy?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, we're gay, though.
Meat.
Smash Brawl versus... The Last of Us.
Last of Us.
Last Smash...
Don't
I hate
do
Last of Us.
How? You beat that game and enjoyed it.
There'll yeah, be a time.
Not as much as I enjoyed
where if
playing
I need
penis
to.
Maps at Joe Marie's house.
Penis maps. But that was. That penis maps was fucking for Wii U.
No, I know.
I'm talking about Brawl, dude. Yeah. Remember those maps?
I'm still calling them penis maps.
I might vote for Brawl.
Penis maps with Baby Lena in the corner? Baby Lena?
I'm voting for Brawl.
We're too fucking diverse.
No, no, no. Like, I understand the Last of Us thing, but Brawl is nuts. It's good, man. Like, it's so good.
If fucking every reason Mario we love that fucking game. If 64 was on this, you guys would pick it over every yeah. game.
No, Dan, don't do that. Don't
fucking... You would.
Don't question my integrity.
I already said yeah.
I'm actually giving good arguments against why we're picking games. Not saying because
better.
I'm a fucking fanboy.
No, I'm totally saying, like, this is its effect on me.
Last of Us
had an amazing story.
Last of Us made me cry. Twice.
I know it did. But half of that game, it's crazy that it's being... Twice. That it's in... You know, that it's that it has to fight in the first round, but it's a 4-season game, and 2 of those seasons were shit.
They weren't shit.
Yes, they were.
No.
The first 2 seasons were garbage, man.
No, let me just say, I'm making all my votes based on my my initial reaction to these games. Like,
you're picking
Last of Us, I played through The Last of Us. I was like, yeah, okay, I don't get it. and Smash was just like, I don't know. There was so much emotion involved in that, like fuck
yeah.
you, like
it's
like
a, it's
just
a crazy
yelling at your friend,
encapsulating
you
experience.
Fuck.
The story in Last of Us is the best I've seen, aside from Mass Effect. But
and not only the story,
the,
but the
no,
storytelling.
The yes, the storytelling is great. The cinematics are really really good.
Gameplay is dope.
I don't know about that.
I know.
It's an unpolished, very, very strange experience. Of course it is. The fucking cover is bad.
No.
The combat is very problematic.
No.
And
you remember how well the internet...
The collectibles
the,
are not fun.
Worked? Oh, don't even bring that up.
The collectibles
worked,
are not fun.
It worked. When it worked, it was amazing.
Okay, tell me about multiplayer for fucking Smash.
The puzzles
online.
Are... Listen, there's not very much depth at all to the puzzles.
Tell me about it.
Oh, wait.
Forget about
it. Well, at least you can play offline.
It's not a
Smash.
Puzzle game.
You can't play offline in fucking Last of Us.
They try.
Same
they try and shoehorn puzzles in.
Yep.
Yep.
Slight.
I think it must be put on the mask and carry over the fucking crate that I can float on.
You know what? I know we threw Smash Brothers Brawl on there at the end.
Now it's for bad.
But I got to be honest with myself. I want this to go to a coin.
Last I call. Course. It's my turn to call the flip.
It's your turn to call the flip.
Just call heads.
What's heads?
I'm calling
whatever you want.
Yeah, win. Whatever you want to win, make that heads.
I'm calling Tails.
Law of averages, my friend.
Tails, Smash.
That's wise.
All right.
Heads.
Last of Us.
Yeah.
What fucking
what
coin
the
is
heck?
This?
4 for 4.
All right. Well, you know what? That was fine. Telltale's The Walking Dead.
Ooh.
Versus Towerfall Ascension. And I Towerfall think this is obvious. Ascension. Towerfall Ascension. Let's go. How many slaps am I getting? 1, 2, 3. And majority has it. Dan.
Fuck yeah. That game is...
I'm the only one who played The Walking Dead, aren't I?
I only played a
Let me guess. You cried.
I played the first episode.
Oh, you did cry.
I did.
I told the tale.
I did.
You're crying.
Hey, why is this the best game? Well, I cried.
No, because there was nothing like that game.
If a game made me cry, there was nothing like number one.
There was nothing like it.
As opposed to... there's lots like Towerfall, but Towerfall is so dope. Towerfall is the most refined experience like in that genre. I would pick Towerfall.
I had Towerfall
any day.
Two times I had fun with it. Ever. Playing that game single player was the biggest piece of shit game ever.
I just played the fucking Trials again and loved it.
Well, your guys are gay, though.
Fuck the Trials, man.
I love those Trials.
Our fucking one-on-one battles.
That was amazing.
So deep, so much fun. Like,
the first time we played it on Ouya, yeah, with two, dude. That was the fun time.
Buddy, it's so good.
Dude, if we turned it on and played it, you would...
Yeah, I promise you. At this point, it wouldn't have fun, because I didn't even know you could catch arrows.
As I'm just getting raped.
Yeah.
Joe and I mastered catching.
You'll cry again. But in a good way, though. It'll be tears of joy, like... Comebacks in that game are unparalleled.
No.
A comeback in that game gets your fucking blood flowing. Like, you're working out, man. You're burning calories.
I want to call it your green apartment with the floors.
Yeah.
Is you jumping off the couch, just fist in the air.
Yes!
And you killed somebody as you went around. And I was like, this is fucking
You had to walk that
up.
Off. You had to pace around the room for a little bit just to fucking get your fucking heart rate back down.
Because I raped you guys that night. That was before it all went downhill and you guys learned how to do everything.
Towerfall already won.
Yeah, but still.
Not my opinion. Yeah, this is a Joe battle. Tiger Woods 2006 versus Legends of Zelda Twilight Princess.
Tiger Woods.
The only Zelda game. And I honestly stand by that game. I think it's really, really good. It takes a long time to get into the game, but once you get past like the back and forth wolf stuff, it really opens up.
What did
you
play 06 on?
I played it on Wii. Oh, 06? GameCube.
GameCube and it's two discs.
Yeah.
Was that the one you brought to my house where I created a guy?
Probably.
06.
06 was so good.
It was so good, but Twilight Princess is really good, man.
06.
It had a better, like, better environments. Like, it had a huge sense of scale. Like, do you remember, like,
Twilight Princess,
how long you had to fucking trek around that map just to get to, like, where you're going? And it had true collectibles.
I'm going
to
get hated for this comment.
Where, like, you actually walk around your, like, you move around your horse and you'll see something weird. And it's, like, it's not obvious, but you know it's a Zelda game and you have to go and investigate it. And then you find out, like, you're going into your own little mini dungeon that where you need, like, you can get into it with certain items, but once you're in there, you need the iron boots, like, and it was all for heart pieces, but, like...
I'll tell you what.
If there was achievements for those heart pieces...
Hated for this. I like two Zelda games. And that's it.
Well, no one's going to hate you for that. I'm just saying, Twilight Princess is so good, man.
Twilight Princess had the unfortunate timing.
I think that Zelda
timing.
Games are highly overrated. I think just because they're called Zelda, people will suck their dicks.
That's not true.
Hold on.
Twilight Princess, the case...
Well, I
hated it, but it had the unfortunate timing.
Twilight Princess is not a liked game.
I
like.
Beat it.
It came out the same time as Oblivion. Who the fuck is going to play Twilight Princess when Oblivion came out?
I beat it. I bought a Wii. I beat it.
Yeah, but do you remember, like... Okay, do you remember, like, there was... It wasn't just... Death Mountain or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you would go and, like, you'd have to trek into those caverns. And, like, after a while, like, it would just get hotter and hotter and stuff like that. And, like, all of a sudden you're in the belly of the fucking volcano. There was also the huge snowy mountain where, like, you had to trek up and you had to have the scent turned on so you could figure out how to get to the top of the mountain.
Sure, there's good
snowboard back down on it. Like, it was a huge game. Battles were amazing. Like, the fighting in it, the horseback, shooting arrows. Like, it was a complete experience.
Yeah.
And it was very, very good.
Yeah. What was it going against again?
Tiger Woods 2006.
06. That game, I played... I don't think you understand...
I love how easy that was for you. It's just like, don't even worry about it. Tiger Woods is staying the king.
You know how much I played that game either.
Okay, TJ, what are you voting for?
Zelda.
Okay, it's a coin toss.
Chad, jeez. You vote 06?
Or I declined to vote.
Chad voted 06.
He's not actually voting 06. He doesn't even know what 06 is.
I don't know. I
Chad!
I won't question his integrity.
Are you actually voting 06?
What? Oh my god. Well, we can't just fucking wait till he pees. Are you voting 06 or not?
I'll decline to vote. It's one against one. Flip the fucking coin. Boom.
Alright.
I played Twilight Princess for like 1 hour.
TJ, call it.
Alright.
Twilight Princess is what?
Tails.
Tails. There's right. The one.
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Did you vote 06 or Twilight?
06.
Oh, too bad.
We flipped and we lost.
So 06 lost?
Yeah.
06 lost, yeah. Uncharted 2 versus Zuma's Revenge.
Zuma's Revenge.
Is Zuma's Revenge the new one?
Yeah.
Zuma
2012. Zuma. Fucking Zuma. Ace.
Thus began the leaderboard. Fucking.
Yeah. Uncharted 2 was
We all played sick. Together on that.
I love Zuma, though.
I also love
fucking
Zuma.
Fucking Dan beat me.
I'll go with Zuma.
Just thinking about going home and checking the leaderboard is awesome.
All right, Zuma 2. So and with that, we're done round one.
Round one.
And we'll be back with round two.
No!
Round two. Which one of these lists is going to be reverse alphabetical? Top what? Or bottoms? Bottom. One of these lists got to be reverse bottom. Reverse alphabet.
What about if we base it on how many times...
Do you remember when we did
it's
movies?
On our list or whatever, like our ranks of it.
I'm fine with that. That's straight up top seed versus low seed.
Yeah,
that's,
but
that's not random at all.
Wouldn't top seed win?
Remember when we did that with movies and Fellowship of the Ring... Like it was number one or two on like three of our lists, and then it just ended up winning. So I mean, it's fun to randomize it a bit.
Yeah.
All right. So the
it makes hard decisions, which is kind of fun.
It inspires conversation. The bottom list is reverse alphabetical. The top list is alphabetical.
Crazy, man.
We could sort it based on number of letters in the title, if you want.
No,
but I don't think it makes
this
any difference.
Good. Let's do this.
That's good.
Does that say Babadook or Bioshock?
Can we watch that tonight?
Nope.
Alright, let's get the ball running here. Battlefield Bad Company 2 versus Zuma's Revenge.
Bad Company 2.
PC2. Get out of there, Zoom.
Get out of there, Zuma. It's been a fun ride. Bioshock versus Twilight Princess.
Twilight Princess.
Thank you, Twilight Princess.
To the coin.
Bioshock.
Yes, thank you.
That's a definite coin toss.
Alright, whose turn?
It's Dan's turn.
Dan's turn.
A Bioshock heads.
Good choice. Good choice.
Whoa!
This is hacks.
Bioshock. Oh, Twilight Princess. Goodbye.
Hacks. Was the other one a fucking heads?
No, it was tails. You're the only one who flips heads every time, you idiot.
I caught it weird too. I was like,
yeah. How did you catch that? In between your pinky and fucking whatever that finger's called, the gimp one. Braid versus Resogun. Ooh, this is an interesting battle.
Braid
every time.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I vote Braid.
Get out, Rez. Peggle versus
this is a tough call.
Con?
Peggle versus Modern Warfare.
Peggle.
No. Modern Warfare.
Oh, Modern Warfare.
That's the sequel to both.
Advanced Warfare games. Lost.
Oh, that's right.
Thank God.
You idiots.
Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I'll go with Modern Warfare.
Peggle took one thing and kind of like, it's fun over and over again, and that's why the game works. You know what I mean? Like, move the pegs around a little bit, I'm still having the same experience.
Modern Warfare started... Like, it's been the last 8 years of games.
It's just trying
to get to where Modern Warfare was.
Ask me what the better game is.
People trying to get
you
the
jerks.
Fame of Modern Warfare.
Yeah, Modern Warfare is so much... It's better than Peggle, I'll tell you that much. All right, Marvel Blast Ultra versus Destiny.
Destiny!
MBU.
This is totally the speed round. Wow. Destiny. Destiny's fun.
Destiny's so
the
much
The reason fun. Marvel Blast beat whatever it was up against was because it wasn't as fun. Oblivion.
Oblivion's a game where
Marvel
you can't pick up and play.
Yeah, and Destiny, honestly, once, like, it there's a huge, like, level of investment, like, to continue, like,
driving. TG didn't vote yet.
It's really tough, but, no, TG didn't vote yet.
This is Destiny.
Marvel Blast Ultra, you see it, or sorry, Destiny, you see it, you want to play it. I think that's, we can agree on that.
Marvel Blast Ultra has a simple, spherical, clean, beautiful design. Is what, when you
there's
see
spheres
it,
in Destiny, too, dude.
It's got a flower. Is that a flower? That's a bone.
No. It's just bonus bone.
Blood Money vs. Fallout 3.
Fallout 3.
Blood Money.
Fallout 3.
Chad dumped this.
Fallout 3, because Hitman's gay.
Alright. You heard it here, folks. In depth.
The Hitman and is gay.
Anyone likes it is gay.
Link Between Worlds or Halo 3?
Halo 3. Oh my god!
Halo 3?
Halo 3? I vote with Chad.
Link Between Worlds.
If it was Halo 3,
I really wish... While I was saying
I really
that,
wish one of you guys played this fucking game.
I wish while I was saying that you wouldn't have said the word Link. Because, like, it feels like I'm just throwing a vote at Nintendo. But, honestly, like, I just thought it'd be interesting to double up his vote because I don't have a horse in this.
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to... If you guys vote against it,
do you think
it's fine.
Okay, what if I ask you this? Do you think it should be left up to a coin toss? Or should Halo 3 win
it? He's giving you two votes.
I mean, if it's...
Or should Halo 3 win it? It's on you.
Hold on.
Can I borrow Link Between Worlds?
Yeah.
And I'll play it, and then I want to know what... I will actually start it.
You know what?
So that's a coin toss.
I would wait for Wii U Zelda. You know what? That's a coin toss. All right.
Yeah, Link Between Worlds isn't a 3D Zelda, though.
I'll let you toss a coin if you choose Tails.
Okay.
Okay, wait, what game?
I'm going to choose Tails anyways.
Link Between Worlds, because I want...
Link Between Worlds is Tails?
What's going to happen is I'm going to lay in bed every night, and Jess is going to be pissed that I'm playing for 3 hours.
Why don't you let her play it?
You'll get lost in it. It's the first open world Zelda.
It's open world but top down?
Yeah. It's a you're given
there's
you know
no
how it's
water,
usually
dungeons,
like you yeah, you just go explore. Wherever you want first.
Well, how does that happen? I don't get it. I'll play it.
It's an open world and then you can go to whatever dungeon you want.
Yeah, but you would need the whole thing about
so
Zelda
you can
is
find,
you need this to go to this dungeon.
Yeah, but you can find those weapons, it's but you can also rent them. You can also go to the shop and buy them and like rent them out. But if you die, you lose it.
Oh.
So there's some urgency of like not fucking around. Like Zelda's always been like, I died, but I got this key, so it's just going to bring me back to the front of the map.
Right, well, too much
actually, you can't borrow it unless you borrow the whole
that's
3DS. Rough.
Does it remain a coin toss?
Yep.
All right, flip it. Zelda is Tails.
Halo 3 wins.
Okay, wow.
What?
You couldn't bring yourself... To flip the coin.
Halo 3 wins.
That's some inner demons there.
Yeah.
And I'll announce it. That's the first upset of this round.
Link Between Worlds is fucking amazing and everyone should play it, but Halo 3.
Mass Effect 2 versus Half-Life 2.
Mass Effect 2.
Not even gonna say it. Just delete it.
Well, TJ, do you have anything to say about that?
No, not that it matters. I didn't play 2 yet.
It's got a gravity gun in it.
I'm sure Mass Effect 2 is better, actually.
What did Halo,
I'm sure it is.
What did Half-Life beat out first round? Joe's favorite game, Guacamelees.
Oh, Guacamelee, yeah.
Guacamelees was good, though.
Guacamelees was so good.
It was good.
Guacamelees.
Did you guys get it for free?
I bought it. $5.
Did you play it?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I got it for free,
because I'm playing Wind Waker in 3D World.
Did you guys find it hilarious today that Tim's like, I need a new game to play?
The guy sends us photos from like 6 games a day that he's playing. He's switching between that many games. Like he's literally playing multiple.
I think he wants a console game. He's like fucking.
He wants an Xbox one. That's what he wants.
Sorry, yeah. He's like, can I borrow this for Xbox One?
I have every Xbox.
It's a good console with shit games. A bad library of games.
Who?
Xbox One.
Well, if you buy the ones that are cross-platform for Xbox, there's games you can buy.
There's not a single exclusive for Xbox One that I care about.
Hey.
One.
Then make sure.
Rise and Sunset over.
Hey,
Rise, Forza. Sunset.
This is my fight, but Mass Effect 3 versus GTA 5.
GTA 5!
They're both amazing games. I think Mass Effect 3 gets a lot of slack, but I think, honestly, it's the better game. It's better than Mass Effect 2. And I've been thinking about this a lot.
You've not played GTA 5.
No. I'm saying I'm fighting Mass Effect 3 versus Mass Effect 2.
Oh, Mass Effect 2 is a better game than 3.
I disagree, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, Mass Effect 3
there
has
so... There was a sense of urgency in that game that made
there's
it so much...
There's a huge sense of urgency in Mass Effect 3.
There is, but it's like...
People didn't like the story, and the best thing about Mass Effect 2 is you knew there would be a sequel. That's it. You knew, like, the decisions I make that are gonna matter, you know? Like, and Mass Effect 3 didn't have that because they announced, like, so matter-of-factly that this was the end. You're wrapping up stories.
And
like, if you didn't
bad.
Like... Well, forget the end, but if you didn't like the way a certain character wrapped up, or, like, you'd worked 60 hours over and over again building relationships with all these characters, and then the story didn't pan out for you, you were let down by it. But, first of all, there's more sense of urgency in Mass Effect 3 because you have, like, expiration dates or expiration time on your missions. If you don't hit the right missions in the right order, then you'll lose them. Because there is that giant sense of urgency. Like, you can get three or four missions, you have to pick which two you want to do.
Honestly, don't even remember three that much.
It's so good. The combat is so much better.
The combat was great.
Well, that's just my main thing, is the combat in Mass Effect 2 is very, very lacking.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. It was good in 1, it was amazing in 2, and it was fucking incredible in 3.
3 was so good. Like, where you had different enemies coming at you, and, like, you had to... Like, okay, well, in Mass Effect 2, you never had to use your squad mates. You know, if you decided, like, you wanted to play through it, you can get through it without ever, diving into that. Mass Effect 3, you better make sure you've got the right people on your team, because there's different kinds of enemies that you need to fight, and certain people are effective against different types. Like, it added so much. Plus, it's got the multiplayer. Plus,
The multiplayer was incredible.
It's so much more epic. It was fun. Like, when you go and, like, you earned all that backing, like, you earned everyone's approval rating, you got 100%, like, readiness for war, and you go into that final battle with, like, legions of different races behind you, like, it's a huge experience.
I'm more...
Plus, it's more polished. Edie was from Mass Effect 3. I think what people do is they bring the best things about Mass Effect 3 and then bring them back into Mass Effect 2 because it's part of the overall universe. But there's so much good going on in Mass Effect.
I was going to say, I
it's definitely not shit, which is what a lot of people would call it. Go ahead.
You know, we're not actually pitting Mass Effect 2 against...
But Mass Effect 3 is about to go.
Okay.
Against GTA 5?
Yeah.
GTA 5 is
so good. I really, like, I know that it's not necessarily your style.
No, I'm taking my vote out of this. And I understand that GTA 5 is probably a better game.
It's like GTA 5.
Then vote for it, man. I have a lot to say about Mass Effect 3, and this is my only chance.
I choose Mass Effect 2. I don't choose Mass Effect 3 or Mass Effect 1. I just chose Mass Effect 2 as the best standout game in that series. Okay. And Dead Space 1 is the standout game in that series.
You think 1 was better than 2?
No, but. Dead Space 1, like, Dead Space 2 wouldn't have existed without Dead Space 1. And Mass Effect 2 wouldn't have existed without Mass Effect, or whatever.
Well, that was my, okay.
Whatever the fuck.
I know GTA 5 is really, really solid, and that was like my, last breath
for Mass Effect 3.
That's
it. Like, it's still relevant.
I'm ready for Mass Effect 3 to lose here. Like, I know GTA 5 is solid, and it's huge.
But it's good.
Well, I mean, let's get, what are the votes?
GTA 5.
I'm pulling out.
2 against 1. Okay. I'm fine with that. But, I don't know. I mean, I think we really need to reconsider. I think Mass Effect 3 is the better experience.
Than GTA 5?
Yeah. Like, the fact that, like... No. I mean, between Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3. Oh. If you go into Mass Effect 3 and not have played the other ones, like, it would be fine. But the fact that, like, they worked in all the other characters, like, they have different side plots based on what you played in the first two, like, it's a really tough game to make. I mean, I think they really did a good job, and
people shit on it because... I've never said it's shit.
And I love everyone says the ending's bad. If you consider, like, there's obviously different possible endings.
I didn't like the choices, like, go left, right.
Well, hold on, TJ, we don't want to spoil it for TJ, but there's...
It doesn't mean anything, man.
But...
It doesn't.
I think there's one ultimate ending, and I really, really like that ending. And if everyone, I'll talk about it at a different time. But
yeah, get on that.
If you pick that ending, I think it had a fucking awesome ending. Like, this is the Reapers, dude. What did you expect?
I really disliked how...
Oh.
TJ, cover your ears.
What do you mean?
TJ, cover your ears.
It did not get spoiled.
He's got to listen to it and edit it.
It's the Reapers. The Reapers are obviously... There's an ending where the Reapers win.
How do you know? Like,
because that's what you just said.
There's multiple endings, TJ.
But the one you like is where the Reapers win.
Okay, well, you can go through your entire experience thinking that. Go ahead.
It's okay.
That's not even...
I just want to say what I really disliked about,
there better be
about Mass Effect 3. But I want TJ to cover his ears.
All right, go ahead.
An honest cover.
He's not even covering.
None of the characters from Mass Effect 2 meant anything in Mass Effect 3.
I disagree.
No, they weren't in there. You had totally different characters. They're totally different characters. You worked up relationships with all those different people.
Okay.
And no one was in Mass Effect 3 except for little side fucking quests.
No. Callie, Legion, nope. Garrus definitely had a big thing. Liara had a huge thing.
Liara wasn't even in
the only person that didn't matter was Ashley and Miranda, the two humans that were banging the whole time.
She was in DLC. But anyways.
I didn't know that either. Like, why Jack was, like, off doing her own thing.
Yeah, that you just
Jack
met
had
up,
a great story.
You met up with them. They were the same person, no matter if they were bad or good from the first game. They were just kind of like,
Edie I'm in between. Huge, Edie's another huge carryover from Mass Effect 2. And I thought Edie was dope.
All right. I gotta skip over this when I listen again now, too.
Oh, yeah. How the fuck am I supposed to edit this?
Just as long as the edit point is...
Yeah, you know what? We're okay. We don't need any internal
editing. We'll be okay.
Okay. Gears of War versus Mirror's Edge. Gears of War.
Flip it.
Yeah. Let's flip that bitch.
Whose turn is
TJ's calling it?
It's TJ's call. Well, it doesn't matter. Chad's flipping the coin. It's gonna be fucking heads. Whatever you want to win.
Maybe I should start it with tails.
There you go.
He always goes it seven times. And then
yeah, because you're so perfect.
It's rotating the same amount.
I'm going to hire this time.
All right, Mirror's Edge.
It's gonna come
tails.
Up. It's gonna
Mirror's Edge tails. Tails.
You can only flip an odd amount of.
That counts. Whatever.
That counts.
Heads.
Gears is heads.
Gears is heads.
Yep.
Wait, what was heads? Okay, Gears is heads.
That's stupid.
Tragedy.
Red Dead Redemption versus Far Cry 4.
Red Dead.
Red Dead. Simple fact, it's a very similar game with a better environment. Very similar game with a better environment.
That's what you said the first time.
I'm going to say Far Cry 4 is more diverse, even though I don't actually know.
You said the exact same thing twice.
No, simple and similar.
I heard similar twice.
No, sorry, really? Wait. Similar.
Wait.
Raise your hand and play Far Cry 4.
Okay, I mean more similar.
I played Far Cry 3, and that's enough.
Far Cry 4 is the same game, but bigger.
So you voted against Far Cry 3, but because you played it, you have no vote for Far Cry 4.
What?
When?
Well, next. I played Far Cry 4, and that's enough.
But. No, I played 3, and it's exactly 4. I have... I have 4, and I still have to go back. Destiny is fucking my game up these days.
Yeah,
I'm missing out on a lot of shit because I can't.
Dead Space
stop
3 versus
Destiny.
Skyrim.
Dead Space Skyrim. 3 versus Skyrim. Skyrim.
Sorry, Dead Space 2 versus Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Still Skyrim.
Still Skyrim.
Dead Space 1 versus Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Maria's Galaxy.
Yep.
Maria's Galaxy.
I would have said 1, but.
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare versus Meat Boy. This is my race. Wait a minute.
Modern Warfare?
No. Modern Warfare is all of us.
No, Advanced Warfare.
Advanced Warfare. That's
it's awesome. Advanced Warfare, yeah.
Advanced Warfare?
That was voted out instantly.
Meat Boy.
What?
Yeah, get it the fuck out.
Wait a minute, what beat it?
Oh, wait. Oh, it's back in.
I don't remember. TJ, can you remind me what voted it out?
And because best game of all Range 1 podcasts is Advanced Warfare.
What did I... What, I wonder what
it's
I
It's so good because it's slow burn on...
Whatever difficulty. Suits isn't as good as you guys said it was.
Yeah, it is. What are we playing right
burst
now?
My suit's bubble.
Meat Boy versus Advanced Warfare, which doesn't belong in this race.
What?
So
see through.
Wait a minute. Does Advanced Warfare get through now?
No, Meat Boy.
I vote for it.
Are you talking about?
I don't know why Advanced Warfare is on this list.
I think it's not Advanced Warfare. I think it's Modern.
No,
Warfare.
Modern Warfare already won. It beat out something 5 minutes ago.
You cheated then.
I have no idea, dude.
I do feel like Advanced Warfare lost.
It did lose.
I don't know what it lost to, but
probably
it's no longer on the
game.
List.
It lost to Zuma's Revenge. Put it back on.
All right, I don't know what happened, but...
I'll say Advanced Warfare.
I'm saying Advanced Warfare as well.
What the fuck?
Super Meat Boy is better.
It's going to be on here 3 times.
Actually, you know what? Advanced Warfare.
Call of Duty.
Oh my god.
Oh!
They're good games.
I'm conflicted.
No, they're not!
But do we by default?
Modern Warfare
knock it off
good.
Because it doesn't belong in this list? Or does it have a fighting chance now due to human error?
Meat Boy. Glitch.
Meat Boy.
Fucking Glitch Lagman here decided to erase the wrong game. All right, so Meat Boy wins?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't belong there. I wonder what would have been up against Meat Boy. Meat Boy got a fighting chance.
Meat Boy!
You know what? If you listen, and Advanced Warfare did win, fucking...
I vote COD 2 on this.
COD 2 versus Last of Us. I'll say Last of Us.
I'll say Last of Us.
COD 2. Maybe.
Last of Us.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, this is bullshit.
Don't really
hate you guys.
I vote AC2. Get out of my house.
Assassin's Creed 2 versus Towerfall Ascension.
Towerfall. AC2.
Towerfall.
AC2.
Assassin's Creed 2 was so good.
Towerfall sucks. So good. Flip that motherfucker.
Dan.
Towerfall will be good to the day I die.
Chad.
Tails. AC2.
Why is it you? I haven't voted in 6 months.
I care so much about this coin flip.
No!
Oh my god! Yes! Okay, it was heads?
Honest Chad.
Idiot dropped the coin, but you're honest.
Fuck!
Goodbye, Assassin's Creed.
If you had said that was Assassin's Creed, I would have fucking called you out.
Our top games are going to be fucking Me Boy.
Alright, relax. Alright. Just about ready for round three?
Yeah!
Let's hit it up. Now we're cutting the fat. We're just full on playing top seed versus low seed. We got 16 games left.
And eating chips.
And eating chips.
Oh, my phone, man.
But you know what? This are we sure we're going to do this? Because this does reveal our favorite games at this point.
We're
top seed. Top seed is our favorite game.
Only if we agree.
My favorite games are already
Why don't we do at this point
top
Metacritic versus low Metacritic?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad I didn't reveal anything.
All right. You have the shit on lock, man.
Largest Metacritic versus lowest Metacritic. Dan, round one.
Oh, no.
Super Mario Galaxy 2 versus Destiny.
Oh, Destiny at the bottom.
Destiny is the bottom?
Destiny is the bottom of these 16. Destiny is probably the lowest Metacritic score of our entire Battle Royale. And that is a farce.
It might be.
That is fucking troll bullshit shining through.
Because Destiny is a weird game. And it's not something...
It's not
a troll. The game sucks.
Seriously,
well, it doesn't suck, but it's not a 9.
Destiny is a 9,
but it's not a 7.6 or whatever.
Well, when the game was first released,
I don't know. Destiny is
a
solid
7.6,
8.9.
No, Destiny is a 9. It's an amazing game. Period.
No, it's you know what? It's a fucking
what's different?
It's gotten better.
No, it's decent multiplayer with attack on single player.
Septics Prime.
Septics Prime.
When all you're playing was Septics Prime, it was a 7.6.
There wasn't only one strike when the game came out. There's only
the majority of the time it was.
Is there still Septics only one Prime. Strike?
There's only two more now,
dude.
Yeah, but you shit's know what? Changed. You can play different strikes and do
no.
Why? You're playing the same fucking game. Okay. 7.6.
It is.
Dude, 7-6. You had to put 100 hours in before you got to that repeating point.
No.
Yeah.
I played Septics Prime for like 40 fucking times in 2 weeks.
All right, fine. You had to put 50 hours in.
Okay, my case for Galaxy 2, right? Like, Mario Galaxy 1 was a solid, solid game. It had a couple of flaws because they're trying to work in motion controls in certain places. But, like, where else do you have to go with, like, a Mario platformer other than, like, adding different gravitational pulls and, like, the spherical, like, aspect of it was totally groundbreaking. Like, no one's done that. No one has tried since.
It's pretty neat.
Like, it's really, really cool. And the way Nintendo, like, pulled that off, like, it worked really well. But Galaxy 1 was, like, them figuring it out. Galaxy 2 is an example of what happens when you get, like, you know, Nintendo development teams. Like, arguably some of the best teams out there. Like, they're great at making games. No one can argue with that. Is what happens when that team finishes a game and then is still thinking, like, there's still so much more we can do with that concept. And it's just their fucking wildest, like, I'm going to throw this idea out there, and they throw 240 stars worth of interesting and cool and rehearsed ideas because they had done it all in Galaxy 1. And then they went back and it's like, how can we really fucking go nuts? And a lot of the time is people expect a casual experience with that, but it's fucking hard. Like, you go into it and you're jumping around and it's like, I died, this game sucks. But you have to really take it seriously. And it's so deep. And, like, the way it breaks from 3D into, like, side-scrolling levels, like, seamlessly, like, it's really, really cool. And I've never... That Mario 64 feeling is back. I felt it, like, I honestly felt it playing Galaxy 2. And I was just blown away by it. And it's just...
I still play
this. Awesome.
Yeah, the problem is I only played a couple hours in the game. I'm sure it's great.
It's so deep. I mean, that's my case for it.
And Destiny is more than one game.
And this is... we're exploiting right now that it's the highest rated game
in
our Battle Royale. Which is fine. You know what?
Those Nintendo nerds that I talked Metacritic, about with dude. Bad facial hair and zits are your reviewers.
Okay, are you going to say the same thing about GTA 5, Dan? Because it's got the same fucking rating.
Yeah. GTA has the same fan base that Mario
has. Oh, you're backpedaling. I can see you. You can't even keep a straight fucking face. They both have the same rating. So which one is legit?
They're both.
Hold on. Just because they're both rated. Both of
them are none of them. I imagine Super Mario Galaxy 2 is amazing.
No, TJ, like, they do have the same group of people. It's fucking why? Metacritic. It's all the top. Because it's IGN. It's Game fucking Cycle or whatever the hell. Metacritic is a collection of every popular rating.
It doesn't mean that because you voted on a Mario game that you also voted on GTA.
That's exactly what this does mean. They have the same Metacritic score. That's what Metacritic is.
No, you've got 1,000 people voting. 500 people voted Mario Galaxy as 100. 500 other people voted GTA.
Okay, so whose integrity are you questioning?
I'm saying they're two different.
You don't think that anybody. You don't think that anybody could possibly think that both Super Mario Galaxy 2 and GTA 5 are good.
They absolutely did, but you can't just say because they're both high, it's the same people. It doesn't make any sense.
It it is the same people. It's IGN. Metacritic gathers the top gaming sites ratings and then does an average.
Sites though, you have to understand.
Yeah, it goes by a reviewer.
There's the reviewer. There's Jose Otero on IGN who is a fucking nerd.
Like you always hear the guys in the podcast that are like, I beg to get this game so I could review it.
You guys are arguing the integrity of Metacritic?
No, he is.
I didn't say that.
I vote Mario Galaxy 2. Fuck Destiny.
I love Destiny.
I need to play Mario Galaxy 2. I know it's better.
I don't understand your Destiny hate. Remember you guys...
I do not hate Destiny.
And love for Destiny.
I just get drunk and talk about it too much.
Well,
I like Destiny enough. A lot. But fucking Galaxy 2.
Let's leave it to a coin flip. You've not played it.
But I know.
It's Mario and it's cartoony and he's in space. So
at least I respect your fucking game, dude.
Hold on.
That's Chad's point. He hasn't played it. You have a legitimate point.
Saying I'm assuming it's better because it's fucking Mario.
He just hates it because I can't
go based on Metacritic score.
You're mad because you played Set X Prime five times.
So we're reading Metacritic. We wouldn't have this.
Well,
fucking
do you
want to
go based on all range mode score? No, let's flip a coin. It's up
go
to
ahead. Go ahead.
It's got two votes each, right?
I back out.
I don't care that much.
I don't want to vote for Destiny, and I can't vote for Mario Galaxy.
Destiny's this good. There's a fucking podcast on the biggest gaming site in the world dedicated to that only
game. Doesn't mean anything. What's
there's
better
never
game than
a Mario podcast ever on IGN.
That doesn't mean anything. Do you have anything to actually, like, I know
Japanese,
what Destiny is.
Yeah.
I played Destiny.
Kinda. Not like I played Destiny.
I got the new
You played
this
more
week.
Destiny, Dan. That's it. I played the same stuff you did.
But you don't play it the way
you just played it more times.
I don't know. I'm in Destiny.
You played it more times.
A lot more times.
Yeah, well.
You're reducing it to the experience of...
No, I'm not.
Your Destiny and my Destiny are
different. This
I'm not fighting.
Strike,
I'm not,
strike. Dan
I'm not
had,
trying
Dan
to fucking kill Destiny.
Dan had 20 experiences on the same level with this different people. You know what I'm saying?
Destiny, this is another thing.
Here's the thing.
You
can't compare these two games.
Well,
that's what we're trying to do
This
here.
Is a big thing. Yeah, you guys appreciate gaming for you
but hold on.
And you alone.
That's not
or
true, Dan.
Very close buddies.
Don't start labeling us and profiling us.
Don't
like,
tell me I'm wrong. You, of all people, are the one who
I'm not saying you're
games.
Wrong. I placed my vote, and I want all three of you to place your own votes. That's it. That's all I want.
You already know my vote. I've already said
I've got your vote, and I respect it.
So how come
TJ,
I
got
talk.
TJ's
you
vote.
Just talked for 20 minutes.
Because my game is the one on the line.
Mine is on the line as well.
You're right.
It's
you're
50-50
right.
Here. But all I'm saying is the reason I appreciate Destiny so much more than you guys do is because I appreciate teamwork. When Chad, like, you play a multiplayer game and that's fine, but when you play, you're not talking to people and, like, collaborating with them.
I didn't actually do one of the fucking raids.
Yeah.
I didn't, like we played the raid, we tried to do it, you were like, you can't fucking do it, we got together with like four other people or whatever.
I got really upset with you guys, like, let's try
dicks.
And go into the raid with three people. I'm like, I'm telling you, this shit's fucking hard, you can't just do that.
And then the next time I joined in, you were playing with Who Is He, so I was like, hey, Danny,
and
you're like,
and I was
mad
because
you,
we were
idiot.
Already losing. I didn't say fuck you, idiots, and you can't come in and just be like,
dum. Okay, let's,
I know, I was just like, I was like,
let's table this.
Sorry. I don't know.
Destiny is a fucking game where you have to play with people and plan.
Destiny
like,
was so unsatisfying. The
it's
fact,
not,
the fact
no.
that you're still going like just to get a fucking gun. I don't know what's driving.
Right
what's
now,
driving
right at this point, over like the last week, I've gotten to a point where it's like, okay, I'm good with Destiny for a while. Once like House of Wolves comes out again.
Once you had 3 32s in every gun in the game except for two.
All of my characters are maxed out. I've done the raid with all.
Why?
Well, I had to get those characters maxed out.
When you break it down to you're just doing the same thing over and over again, of course it sounds dumb. Any game is the same thing over and over again.
Obviously, it's a lot of fun.
Wars, it's just.
Yeah, but I didn't play Resogun or Geometry Wars. It's also for a fucking gamble. 300 hours.
I'm just saying, don't reduce it to it's the same thing over and over again. It is honestly, yeah, it's like gambling.
It is, man.
It is as fun.
Tuesday comes out, everything resets.
Does an addiction mean the game's good?
It's fun, though. When you get something that you want.
Well, if we're talking about fun, Galaxy's fun.
When I fucking beat Crota on hard for the first time, I'm not kidding. It was midnight. Jess was next to me sleeping on the couch. I threw my headphones off, threw my controller, and I stood up and raised my hands and screamed. Okay. Yes! It took me 4 hours straight. Play, die. Get really, really close. Somebody fucks up, die. Try again, die.
That's a rare experience.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Galaxy, for instance, has a hard mode. Like, if you get through 120 stars, like, you're challenged to go back and play as Luigi, right? And, like, it's not just, like, playing with a different skin. He fumbles more. He jumps differently. Like, it changes the game. It forces you to, like, be more precise.
We're comparing
apples
and oranges, though. Like, sure, they're both video games, but they're
nothing. They're both deep. I mean, these are both fucking awesome games. But I mean, you can't tell me that Galaxy is shit.
We're not saying that. There's not a game that's on this list at this point that's shit.
Are there 20 games here?
There's 16 fighting for the top 8.
All right, let's just do fucking top 16 games.
This is the toughest one.
We are.
All right, so are you not voting or do you want to flip a coin? It's
Chad up to you. Can vote whatever he wants, but I'm
obviously. I mean, I loved Destiny. I loved playing it, like jumping on, everybody was online and playing it together. That was incredible. I understand
and you missed the best part.
It's really too bad that we've all played Destiny, and I'm the only one who's played Galaxy.
Yeah, I know I'd love Galaxy. Galaxy 1 was great.
Why don't you play it? Can you play Wii games on Wii U?
Yeah, I own it.
The nunchuck.
Play it.
I don't want to use the fucking nunchuck.
Why? It's not that bad if you're just sitting here. Think of it as a controller in your hand.
GTA 5 versus Towerfall Ascension.
So Destiny wins?
Yeah, over Mario. I mean, you said you didn't want to vote.
Yeah,
it is.
Towerfall Ascension versus GTA 5.
GTA 5.
Towerfall.
You cannot honestly think that Towerfall.
Yes, I can.
How?
I think GTA 5 is
overrated. One man made this game.
So what?
Doesn't matter.
One guy can't make a game that's better than fucking 500 employees at the best game developer.
Wrong. Here's the thing.
Dan, don't talk
that
about
experience
that kind of stuff.
Is
it's
extremely
what is the better
finite.
Game? What's the best? What's the better
every
experience?
Second of that experience is easily double the experience. There's so much lull in GTA 5 where you're running around.
No, there is no lull.
Go to the next mission.
They built a real world that you could literally just walk down the streets and, like, you can honestly listen to people just
GTA
talk
is fun
shit.
With
dude,
people,
my fucking
fun by yourself.
Like, Towerfall?
Towerfall is not fun by yourself.
Well,
I disagree.
And it's fun for 10 seconds with other people.
Well, 10 seconds?
I played the single player and I enjoyed it immensely. Like I got
the Red Skulls.
The Red Skulls, yeah.
You
I mean,
appreciate
that was fucking
the like single player really tough challenge, and you get a satisfaction from winning, and that's fine. That's cool. I don't have the patience.
Yeah, you played
to do
fucking
that.
1001 Spikes. God damn you.
And Meat Boy, like you fucking.
Dude, I would
God
put up the
anyway.
Multiplayer of Towerfall against GTA 5 and still call it the better game.
No,
absolutely.
Have you not? You haven't played GTA 5.
I've played like every type of.
This is another one where I revoke my vote because I don't want to vote Towerfall.
No, are you kidding me?
I'll vote for GTA.
Why? You can't do that.
Have you played
How
GTA?
Much have you played
online?
GTA?
If I invested in GTA, I have invested myself in those games and I think they're great. Like, and GTA 5 is
you
a super
good game. You
can't
vote for a game you haven't played.
This is stupid.
That's insanity. You gotta decline to vote and flip.
This is really stupid.
Why is this
How
stupid,
TJ? You have to honestly think. Like, think of your reputation.
Okay. Talk about the game, Dan. Not who fucking made it or like what the reputation of the raider
okay,
is.
Okay, fine. GTA. Some of the best storytelling.
I voted for GTA.
No, but I'm defending my point. You asked me to do that, not just right, throw a name out there. GTA, the graphics are incredible. Incredible. On like the new gen.
You know what?
One.
Towerfall's fine too, though. I mean, they pulled off exactly the thing they wanted to pull off. Like,
okay, fine. Graphics aside, like, it's niche. It's very niche for you to play Towerfall. It's like, I want this 8-bit old feeling. You're only going to get so many hours out of it. GTA, you can just play. Like, there are people that still play it today, every day, and that's their game. Nobody is playing fucking Towerfall.
Hold on.
Literally. If there was matchmaking, you'd be sitting here for 15 minutes trying to find. I could
If there was
I could play GTA with you guys for 100 hours straight and not get bored, okay? GTA, I did everything
He's saying
three
Towerfall.
Times.
Towerfall.
What did I just say? GTA?
You said GTA.
Sorry, I played Towerfall for 100 hours straight and not get bored. GTA, I play everything three times. I'm bored out of my mind.
What have you played?
What do you mean, what have I played? I played every...
You played online?
I played the races, I played the fucking parachute drop, I played the heists, I like every... Those are like, what, 10 game types?
We haven't played Snow yet.
I feel like Dan's being a bully.
I'm not being a bully, but your guys are like... Oh, I think that
you know
fucking...
What?
I kind of regret not voting for Terrible. But I did vote for GTA. And honestly, right. I'll bring it back down to, what's the better game? Like, I honestly think, like, Towerfall is a great experience multiplayer, like... The single player was kind of frustrating. It was kind of fun. I think the trials are stupid. It has no online. Like, the better experience is GTA. I mean, like, I could see myself going into GTA and thinking, like, this is... I can get a wealth of experiences in GTA. And Towerfall, it's narrowed down to the one multiplayer
that's
experience.
What I meant when
that
I
think is
niche.
The core. That I think is the core of the experience. And that's why I'm giving my vote to GTA. That's all. I mean, I don't want to bring in any, like...
You should play GTA.
This shit gets heated, man. I actually get offended when you, like, throw games under the bus that I, like, love.
Skyrim,
Towerfall is high for me, and I hate that we're voting it out. I love GTA.
Yeah. I mean,
GTA.
Again, the problem is now we're voting, all of us, we love every single one of these games.
I never have a bad experience with Towerfall. I will have bad experience with GTA. That's my
fun, man.
Skyrim versus Bad Company 2.
It's so stupid.
Skyrim is an easy choice for me.
So fucking stupid.
I would say
Bad Company
2, easily.
Obviously, but...
I would say Skyrim easily.
But Skyrim does not deserve to be fucking 16th or whatever. Whatever this makes it.
Like 12th or something.
We're all going to announce our personal lists, and that's when you can...
And the combined list, based on points.
Bad Company 2.
Skyrim will fare very well.
We'll do all that. We'll do the range mode top 5, like the all range mode score.
And this is just
the meta score. This is the battle. And Bad Company 2 wins. Easily.
No. Yep. Skyrim.
Woo, coin toss.
Bad Company 2.
Coin toss.
Skyrim.
Do you guys want to fight your battle? Like Bad Company 2
I don't think the battle needs to be fun.
It was fun to play with
I
you
like
guys.
These games.
That's
do you remember Vietnam?
I like these games the exact same.
Listen, it was fun playing Battlefield with you guys, but if you weren't on, I didn't play.
I have 100 hours of Skyrim I can still play and fucking love that game. I went to play it again and lost my fucking save.
Skyrim was one of those games that I had a feeling playing like, I felt dirty all the time. Like, I was like, I would much rather play Skyrim right now than eat, sleep,
but you
shower,
know what?
Everything.
Okay, but basically those experiences are full of 20 minutes of nothing. 20 minutes here of nothing. 20 minutes there of nothing.
Weird.
Bad Company 2 was tight.
There's
stuff.
There's always bad games.
No, but at least it wasn't nothing. At least there was like...
What do you mean by nothing?
I mean, just walking around. Skyrim. I love that.
Shooting fucking arrows at a tree.
In Skyrim, I love that.
Yeah, I hated it.
The whole discovery, everything in Skyrim was
amazing. Go back over there. It's okay, like, I'm like, of me searching through my fucking 1,000 open quests.
The music? Oh, Jesus.
I like those open
music,
quests.
Music, gameplay.
Like, I have, like, forever.
Okay, you know what? Grinding to get the Thieves Guild
but Bad Company 2.
Tough. Go out and do your mission. Go out and read a fucking book that's halfway across the map just to run back and go like, I read it. You got anything else for me?
Bad Company 2 is my...
That's fucking...
Probably one of my favorite.
The way the game intended you to play when nobody fucking did it this way is play a main mission and on your way, bang out a few side quests, and then people just go, nope, I'm going to do every single fucking side quest before I even touch the story.
That's what I did.
I know, because people don't play it the way that it's intended to be played. So, obviously, you're going to get bored eventually doing shit that's not the intentional story.
I love
being
that game.
What's the game type in Battlefield? The
Rush.
Rush.
Rush sucks now.
Well,
Rush
it does now.
Then.
In Bad Company 2, it was
In Bad Company 2, it was fucking awesome.
Is Bad Company 2 the one?
If you... Oh.
Snow Hill.
Yeah. Snipe down. Up.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we got?
Was awesome.
What are the votes?
Skyrim.
Bad Company 2.
Bad Company 2.
Flip it. Bag into two heads.
Damn you, son of a bitch.
It's tails, anyway.
It was tails. That flipped.
That's heads. It lands
it
there.
It was tails.
I didn't fucking see it.
Chad
it
can't
flipped
fucking...
once. In the back of your hand, it was
heads,
fucking
baby.
Tails.
Reflip.
What? This
don't.
Is fucking...
You can't do
this
that. You had it, and then you lost it. It was... If
yeah,
it was,
and it landed.
It was tails on the
you
back of your hand.
It was still moving. It fucking shit did not
still
stand
moving.
Still. It was
still
it was
moving.
Slowly sliding.
Yeah, but what's wrong with your hands that you can't keep a fucking coin on the
I don't
know
the fucking thing. It's like a circle.
He saw heads and like this. He fucking flicked his hand.
I didn't see shit. I swear to God.
You can't reflip, though.
You have to reflip.
Oh my god.
If you saw it and then...
Hold on, here. Can we just
Dan, it was in constant motion. No, I'm the coin flipper in this game.
You've lost. You've been revoked of that.
Absolutely, you have.
That's two in a row that you fucked up.
What the fuck you talking? I called the first one.
What do you mean?
The one that I fucked up, I called. I was like, that was already heads. That one did not land. Oh, it was.
Is this because it's TJ's favorite?
It hit and was still in motion. So, I didn't see it.
So when there's problems, but TJ accepts the result. It's okay, but when there's problems and TJ denies the result, now there's a big problem.
Me.
It is on you. I didn't identify this until Chad stuck up for himself.
I didn't fucking see it land. If it would have been tails and I seen it, I'd have been like, oh, tails. It was like...
TJ.
Oh, it's heads.
2 minutes, unsportsmanlike conduct.
All right. I will abide by whatever ruling you lay down right now.
Skyrim's out.
No. You got at least 3 foot.
What do you mean, reflip?
Oh, you call tails on that?
We go by feats of strength.
I will honor the results of the duel. All right. We're reflipping.
Dan and I have been working out, so you better watch out.
TJ, why don't you reflip?
Yeah?
Okay? Gentlemanly gesture offering you the flip.
I'm going to miss this.
Make sure your hand is fucking steady, not like Chad.
Yo, Pierce.
Tails, battlefield.
Okay, you can hold it.
Tails, battlefield. Real. Heads.
That's right.
I hate this fucking
God's point. Spoken.
it's tails in the glass.
Drink the fucking...
Who's in motion? Who's in motion?
Drink the coin. Drink the fucking quarter.
I have to swallow it?
You have to swallow the quarter.
Whatever it comes out as. Well, you guys know in a day.
Swallow the
take
quarter.
Take a picture in 2 days of your shit. Do you see its head? Do you see it?
Oh, wait a minute. Yes. Battlefield Night Company's out.
So stupid.
Mass Effect 2 versus Super Meat Boy.
Get out of my house. I'm done with this.
Mass Effect 2.
Favorite game's going.
Fallout 3 versus Bioshock. Fallout 3.
Yep.
Is anyone voting on these? Or
that is tough.
Yeah, you're doing it right.
But Fallout 3.
Braid.
Red Dead versus Braid. I'll say Red Dead. Easy.
Braid.
Red Dead.
Coin!
Are you kidding? You voted for fucking Braid?
I didn't play Red Dead.
TJ, it was so
TJ fun. That's TJ Flip. TJ Flip. Yeah, of course I said
Braid. Did you drink the coin?
Fuck Red Dead. The game's shit.
Braid?
What do you mean it's shit? Why do you hate Rockstar?
Braid heads.
Braid heads?
Braid heads. Braids.
Braid.
Yes! Ow! Fucking heads!
Rockstar was honestly the first game that I thought of today.
You should get a Rockstar tattoo.
I should. Every game they make is good except Max Payne.
Last of Us. Last of Us versus Gears of War. Dan, you're the alone vote.
Rockstar table tennis.
Dan, you're the lone vote on this. Last of Us versus Gears of War. No one else can vote.
I played Last of Us.
I played Gears of War,
but not Gears.
Oh, Gears thinking, for me. I'm thinking of Gears of War as
no
a
one cares
series.
As much as Dan right now. He's yeah, the lone
he's
vote.
Right, he's right.
It's Gears for me.
Why did you face that towards me and not the microphone? You farted at the computer.
Because you didn't defend my coin flip.
I did defend it.
I don't know. I just farted.
Which Gears are we talking?
Gears of War.
One?
Yes.
Last of Us.
Gears of War's gone.
What the fuck?
And lastly, Modern Warfare versus Halo 3. Chad, you're the lone vote. No, I'm just kidding.
Call of Duty or Halo?
Halo 3.
Halo 3.
Modern Warfare. Easily.
Halo 3.
Alright. Wow, we actually have
those came out the same year at the same fucking time, too.
And I played Halo.
I played Halo as well. There was a time where I played only Modern Warfare. I was like, Halo sucks. Modern Warfare's fucking dope.
Okay, we continue with top Metascore? High versus low?
Sure.
What time is
you
it?
You want to do alphabetical A versus Z?
A versus V?
A versus me?
What are we continuing with? Metascore?
For me.
A to Z.
Let's just talk about it. These games are really good.
Talk about it.
No, we're so close to getting top five. I mean, I hate this almost fucking... there.
What are we on? Round four?
I don't like any of these games. GTA right. 5.
How do you not like it? We're almost not even played it.
GTA 5, The Last of Us.
Amazing.
Fallout and Destiny.
We're almost at it.
No.
We're playing top versus low? High versus low?
Sure.
Okay. GTA 5 versus Destiny.
Hold on.
Dan, you're the lone vote.
Give me an edit point here. Round 4, here we go.
That was your edit point? Because there's no edit point. We're going right through it.
Come on.
No, let's just keep doing it. I mean, there's no reason to edit. I was easily able to compile the list again.
But I like to insert tunes for the users.
What?
I don't know.
All right, don't go high to low. Go year.
Year?
Yeah.
You want to go by year?
No. Let's see how it comes out.
Dude, this is the fucking final, like, this is the
Destiny.
Destiny or GTA?
Destiny.
Listen, do you want to go Metascore or ARM score?
What?
I don't want to vote this.
ARM score is too easy.
Both those games.
ARM score is too easy.
We'll
You're
destroy
right.
it.
Both those games suck.
Alright. Aside from Destiny, these are all 9s and above. So, GTA 5 versus Destiny. I will pick
Destiny.
It doesn't
matter. Dan's going to choose Destiny.
I'll pick Destiny. Easily.
You know what? Let's leave it to Dan. Come on.
I love Destiny
Dan
so
vote.
Much.
There's another Dan vote?
No, don't just make it an Amiibo. Because you guys have...
Amiibo.
You're the only one who cares.
I'm honestly...
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Destiny has a lot of flaws, and I know that you guys hate on them.
Okay, so you pick Destiny?
Hold on.
You don't have to sugarcoat it.
You guys mean.
yeah, don't put
pick,
it on me.
But I still pick Destiny, yeah.
Destiny.
GTA 5 has killed many of my favorite games, and now you've abandoned it. For a 7.6.
I love Destiny so much.
Skyrim versus
Skyrim
Fallout 3.
Fallout
3 this is a great matchup.
It is a great matchup. And it's
Skyrim and Fallout?
Skyrim
destroys. I'll almost pick Fallout.
Yes!
They're similar enough that they're almost the same game, and one is in a better
environment.
You told
me earlier that I don't even think Fallout was that good.
Beats fantasy every time.
Fallout fucking sucked.
Fallout did not.
It was
suck.
The ugliest, dirtiest,
shittiest fucking game. Of fucking Fallout, man.
It had no music.
You told me 2 hours ago. Alright, you know what? Skyrim. Chad's right. I'm voting Skyrim.
Skyrim is fucking perfect.
Get my hopes up.
Skyrim.
Fallout 3.
Alright.
You know what? I changed my vote. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm glad I lost to Skyrim, actually.
Nah, that's
a worthy opponent.
Mass Effect 2. Sorry.
Yeah, Mass Effect 2 versus Braid.
Mass Effect 2.
Do even play it yet.
This is easy.
Last of Us versus Halo 3. Damn, you're the lone vote.
Halo
I feel 3. Like you fucking made a killing on this.
I pick good games.
Halo 3,
yeah.
Baby.
It's true, actually.
What oh, shit, you Last of Us or Halo 3?
Yeah.
This is a bad list.
This is not a bad
it's
list.
A bad
what would you list. Have on there? Jump Shorts? Braid?
Kingdom for Keflings?
Every Battlefield game ever made. And Kingdoms of Keflings.
Battlefield 2, Battlefield 3.
Bad Company 2 should have been on there.
Bad Company 2.
I'm happy with Mass Effect 2 and Skyrim. But Destiny? And The Last of Us?
The Last of Us is amazing. It's a fucking 10.
No, it is not.
All right, Last of Us versus Halo 3, guys.
Halo 3.
I think Dan just spoke.
Halo 3?
Oh, he said Last of Us is a 10.
It is a 10, but Halo 3 is fucking good.
Last of Us, easily.
Last of Us, you will never play again.
I will never play Halo 3.
You'll never play Halo 3 again, but this is really how many times you played Halo 3 as opposed to Last of Us?
I have to go Last of Us because it was such an experience.
People are just fucking with me tonight. You guys are just going against me for the sake of it.
Someone convinced me.
You're just thinking of... You're reminiscing with yourself.
Last of Us fucking sucked!
You're an idiot.
It was a game that I was like, oh, fuck, I'll pick it up because there's nothing else to play.
It's not better than Halo 3.
It's not better than Halo 3.
Halo 3's campaign was garbage.
Last of Us is like, wow, this is a pretty good game.
And Halo
3's
multiplayer was a clone of Halo 2?
3?
No, it was different.
It was a little bit different. We added a bubble shield.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick up, laser. You can pick up... Oh, fuck off! Pretty out.
Spartan laser.
How many times are you going to say that?
Until you guys leave!
So, I voted Last of Us.
I have to go Last of Us, too.
We got one vote for Halo 3. TJ.
Whatever gets us to a coin toss.
Okay, fine.
Because I cannot decide.
All right, toss it.
I want you guys to know that
Joe,
if you
I think
ask
it's your
these
turn.
Questions tomorrow, I might go the other way with a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Completely different scenario. We should do it. We should do two.
We should record again right away.
Okay, Joe. What's what?
Heads is Last of Us.
Oh,
wow.
It counts.
God.
It counts.
It counts.
All right. It counts.
Halo 3!
That's Halo fine. 3 it is.
I got feisty.
What's wrong with you guys? You don't know how to keep a coin on the back of your hand?
It's 40 creep.
Is it like a really slick coin?
It is.
40 creep.
It's looped up with 40 creep now.
Okay. So
it's number 5.
Well, now we have a different scenario here. Because we need to figure out a wild card, which makes number 5. But we can do that afterwards. So...
No. All right. Read the list.
Well, I mean, we have our
We have our top four. We just got to decide what order they're in.
Okay.
So, is it Skyrim or Destiny?
Bygrim.
Skyrim has two votes.
Skyrim.
It's got four votes.
Destiny, I can attest. I don't know if that's the proper word that I'm looking okay. for.
Mass Effect 2 or Halo 3?
Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2.
Didn't play it.
So good.
It's crazy how easy that was.
And Halo 3.
You guys remember our last battle royale?
Skyrim or Mass Effect 2?
Skyrim for
Mass
me.
Effect 2.
Skyrim for me.
Mass Effect 2.
Deja vu? Do we have the same battle last time?
We don't talk about that. We do not talk about that.
At past life.
Skyrim DJ.
So that just goes to show you how fucking good these games are.
Absolutely.
Or how idiots we are. Mass Effect 2 or Skyrim?
Skyrim.
Mass Effect 2.
I haven't played through Mass Effect 2, but...
Am I allowed to vote?
Because I'm allowed to vote.
Mass Effect 1 with a little better shooting mechanics?
No, it's twice as...
I prefer the game that Skyrim is.
Yeah.
As much as I love the story of Mass Effect...
Yeah, that's the thing. I love...
prefer the game that Skyrim is.
We're fighting for 1 and 2 here.
Who's flipping?
I just lost the flipping rights. So.
I'll flip it because you guys are...
Hey, flip. TJ calls it because he screwed it up.
All right, Skyrim is...
Heads.
Tails.
Tails.
Skyrim.
I'll take it. I'm happy with that.
Destiny versus Halo 3.
Destiny.
Better game than Halo 3. They're the same game. One's better, though.
That's right. That's
exactly, fucking idiots.
That's exactly the thought.
All right, so... Skyrim is number 1, Mass Effect 2 is number 2. Destiny is the number 3 all-time game for Mass Effect. Halo 3 is number 4.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
So let's look for number 5.
GTA 5.
Based on our Metacritic fucking high score review list.
So number 5 is either GTA 5,
nope.
Fallout 3,
yes.
Braid, or Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Not Braid and not Call of Duty.
Our number 1 is riding the coattails of our number 5. Fallout 3.
No.
Braid. Braid is 7 levels.
7 perfect levels.
It is good. It is good.
What is it definitely not?
Braid.
I would say
Fallout.
I would say it's definitely not Braid.
Whoa!
I really, really dislike Fallout.
Fallout's so good.
Oh, you hate games that people love.
I don't like the fucking game. I couldn't get into it. It was too dark, too fucking sad. It sucked.
Yeah, but it's... Okay. Last of Us?
No.
Really? Like, just like that?
What is it, Last of Us?
PlayStation 3 game?
I'm not...
Last of Us? Well, they're all PlayStation 3 games, you idiot. Yeah. Last of Us, GTA 5, Modern Warfare... A PlayStation 3
not game? Not Modern Warfare.
It's not Modern Warfare?
No. And it's not Braid.
Can we all agree on that?
I can agree.
I don't at all.
Wow.
I don't agree. I don't think Fallout should be on there at all.
Why?
Hold on. You said it's
Modern
Braid.
Warfare and Braid are way better than,
man,
than Fallout.
I have a story, like Joe's story, but it's not anything like
as
Joe's story.
Stupid.
You missed an entire side quest.
I had played like 60 hours of that game, and then still had got to an area I had never been to. And was, like, going through a quest line with the mutant guys where he had to go on the roof of some hospital. And I was playing for, like, 30 minutes going through, like, the whole building. And it was, like, Skyrim's dungeons. It sort of felt like that. And it was just feeling something new after playing 60 hours. And it was just shocked. And that game was awesome.
You know when you get to level 20, you gotta pick one skill at, like, the 4 level 20s?
Yeah.
I picked the one that revealed all the map.
Oh.
And it blew my mind. I was like, apparently I thought I was almost done this game. I'm not even fucking close. Like 60% maybe.
Alright, guys. What is it?
I say Fallout.
Fallout?
I will put my vote on Fallout.
Last of Us was awesome.
Fallout's better than it's better than Last of Us. It's better than Modern Warfare. I haven't played GTA, but I love Fallout. It's not even that good, though.
What?
Fallout.
Let's just say it's number 5, but it's horrible.
Fallout 3.
The all-rangeable top five games of the last 10 years. Number one, Skyrim. Number two, Mass Effect 2. Number three, Destiny. Number four, Halo 3. Wow. And number five, Fallout 3.
Two of those are going to be hated by any of our listeners.
Halo 3. Halo 3.
I hate
Halo 3 has no
Halo
place.
Halo 3 and Destiny, like, for me, that makes sense.
Destiny's fine.
Skyrim and Mass Effect are the only Destiny's ones that deserve to be up there.
By a lot
it's
of people.
It's hated by critics. I don't know if people actually hate Destiny.
I fucking love it. I want to go home and play right now. I got my friends waiting for me, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm sure you're all wondering. Out of all of our top 20 lists...
Oh, let's say top fives.
Who had the highest rated games?
No, no, no.
Out of our... It's me for out sure. Of all of our individual top 20 lists. Let's go lowest.
Based on Metacritic.
Based on Metacritic score, yeah. Who had the highest Metacritic score? Lowest. Chet's Livria.
I guess I picked good games. What's up?
I thought I lost.
Oh, wait. Maybe you did. TJ lost.
That's right. I beat right. Chet.
You're just ready to call me out, motherfucker.
TJ lost with, out of a possible 2,000 points?
Sure, yeah.
17-18. Out of a possible 2,000 points, Chad came
like
in third place with 1765. Close race.
I thought
last.
I'd be like a fucking rating whore.
I imagine Joe's probably going to win because he's got some tens on there.
Number two, Joe Maria with 1821 out of a possible 2,000. And number one, Dan Derby. By a fucking hair.
Dan likes the games that we all play.
1837. So
what did you have?
It's not a hair at all.
It's like 10 points. It's less than 20 points.
16
points. Less than 20 points over this entire...
It's like one game went from an 8 to a 9.
Yeah. It's because of fucking... What is my lowest one here? Wow, my lowest one is actually pretty tight.
Destiny.
Towerfall Ascension, 87. Oh, you know what? 87. Fucking... Hitman Blood Money. That's what lost it for me. It's an 82. What's my lowest? I had 282s. Tiger Woods 06. I'm the one who's got the balls to put these motherfuckers on their list.
I have Destiny. It's the lowest game out of all of them.
No.
If anyone's got balls, it's me. Because I'm fucking losing.
It's
like
TJ.
I need like three more games just to even come close to you guys.
The lowest Metacritic score on our entire list. Oh, yeah. We have 276s.
Destiny.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We have 376s.
That's insane.
Destiny, Zuma's Revenge, Bit Trip Runner.
They're all good
Bit
games.
Bit Trip Runner?
76. The highest Metacritic rated games on our list, GTA 5, Mario Galaxy 2, and Orange Box, which is bullshit.
Orange Box is not
there. There's a lot of 96s on here, which match Orange Box. Uncharted 2, Half-Life 2, Resident Evil 4, Twilight Princess, Bioshock, Mass Effect 2, and Skyrim. All got...
Wow.
Fucking... So, our top five, how many of those are on the Metacritic top? One, two? That's it. Two of them. It's pretty dope. And last but not least, let's go through it. What did my list look like? Oh,
just do your top five.
Yeah, you're right. Aw, really? Just top five?
Yeah, personal top fives.
It takes 30 extra seconds.
Personal
all
top fives. Nobody
my
runner
ups: Peggle, Plants vs. Zombies, Braid, Blood Money, Tiger Woods, 2006, Advanced Warfare, Portal 2, RE4. Modern Warfare, Towerfall Ascension, Bad Company 2, Last of Us, Guacamelee Turbo, Skyrim, Red Dead Redemption. My top five, Twilight Princess, Super Meat Boy, Mass Effect 2, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Mass Effect 3.
Mass Effect 3 is your number one.
Wow. That punch.
In the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Debatably all time.
Well, I don't know, like, I was conflicted about putting Mass Effect 3 and Mass Effect 2 as number one and two. So, I mean, it's kind of tied.
Pretty quick with these ratings.
It's kind of tied for two. Yeah.
I don't even think Destiny makes my top five. I think it's six.
So be it.
Chad, do you want to say your
All right, number 20 is Portal, or in Orange Box, whatever. Oblivion, Bulletstorm, Zuma's Revenge. Kingdom for Keflings, COD 2, Fable 2, Mario 3D Land. Shodo Complex, Marble Blast Ultra, COD 4, Modern Warfare, Assassin's Creed 2, Halo 3, Dead Space, Mirror's Edge, top 5, Skyrim, Braid, Bad Company 2, Link Between Worlds, and Mass Effect 2.
Dope list. TJ, you're at it.
All right, pull it over here. Guitar Hero 2 is my 20, Forza 5, Dead Space 3, Last of Us, Battlefield 4, Mirror's Edge, Half-Life 2, Second Son, Geometry Wars, Resogun, Zuma's Revenge, is my leaderboard section there.
Portal 2, Destiny, BitTrip, Far Cry 4, Hotline Miami.
Well, you're on the top five now. Number five.
Number five is Hotline Miami. That's right. BioShock, Skyrim, Towerfall, Fallout 3. Number one?
Yes.
That's respectable.
Number one? Like, you don't even know.
Top five are just fucking...
Towerfall
is top
you're
four.
Number two. TJ, I respect your list.
I love Towerfall.
Dan, have at it.
I can't read from this far.
Fable 2.
Fable 2 was good.
Orange Box.
Yep.
Diablo 3.
Pull it over.
Yeah. Is there a cable?
No. Don't.
There's a cable.
Just put it down.
Sorry. Oh, I can read it from this. Okay. Walking Dead, which is dope. Where are you going, TJ?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
He's tippity-tapping.
Okay, Walking Dead.
Plus. Walking Dead, Uncharted 2, Modern Warfare, Halo 2, BioShock, Gears, Bad Company 2, Far Cry 3, Borderlands. Dead Space 2, Fallout 3. Number 6 is Destiny.
Number 5.
Number 5, GTA 5. Last of Us, Mass Effect 2, Skyrim, and Red Dead.
That's his a good favorite top game! Red Dead is your top game of the last 10 years.
It's so good. Play it again.
No.
I played it twice and loved it twice.
Play it twice.
Okay. I guess that wraps it up.
Wait, are we going to do all range mode?
All games mode.
Oh, yeah, the all range mode. Top 5. Oh. According to the all range mode score.
Aggregate score here.
Yeah. Wow.
I knew it was Skyrim. For sure. We all got it like top 5.
Okay, well, yeah, based on rating.
Give me the
numbers. And not the battle.
Too.
Number 5. Fallout 3. It got number 5 in the battle. Number 4, Red Dead Redemption, which didn't make it. Number 3, Bad Company 2, which didn't make it.
Jeez.
And the top 2 remain the same, Mass Effect 2 and Skyrim.
Damn. That's not bad. 3 out of 5 are the same.
I can't wait till the next fucking best game. 2013 and 2014 have been dicks.
You know what? I have one more thing to talk about.
Not dicks, but...
Well, yeah, Destiny came out, but we can all agree that Destiny could be better.
Oh, absolutely could be better.
Yeah. There could be a better game than that.
There are a slew of problems I have with that game, but...
Are we going to look back in 2024 going, fuck, Destiny was amazing?
No.
Nostalgic goggles.
No. Right now it's relevant to me, and that's why I'm pushing it so hard. I love it. It's what I play.
We'll probably hate it.
I won't hate it.
Can you guys take a guess at our best year of gaming in the past 10 years?
2011.
2007, baby.
It is.
Or 2008. That's what I was saying earlier.
Chad
nailed it earlier today.
Wow, I thought for sure it'd be 2010. 2010, Bad Company 2, Red Dead Redemption, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Super Meat Boy, BitTrip, Runner, Plants vs. Zombies. And Mass Effect 2. Did I say Mass Effect 2?
And no. It's not the best?
It's not the best.
What
according
is?
To our votes, the best year of gaming was 2013. Shocked?
What?
Anybody else shocked?
Yeah,
a little bit.
What the fuck was in 2013?
Yeah. What do you mean?
The most games from the most games on our list.
No,
our combined list.
Add the scores from each.
Are they low?
I didn't vote Towerfall. One person voted
games.
Link Between Worlds. One person voted Hotline Miami. One person voted.
Okay,
GTA
most 5. Games. Most games on our collective score. I'll do the other one too. But 2013: Battlefield 4, Resogun, Guacamelee, GTA 5, Hotline Miami, Link Between Worlds, Towerfall Ascension, and The Last of Us.
Those are all on
one person's list per.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Our collective list. Best year
no,
of gaming.
You better add the scores together.
Are you sure you have to add the scores? Because
TJ,
one good game in
TJ
that
TJ's
year.
TJ's the only one who had Battlefield 4, Resogun. You only
listen,
had Guacamelee.
Most of the games on our list, like most, like the year, 2013.
Yeah, but
you
if we each voted Skyrim, it should get four times as many.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Year.
SteamWorld Dig should be on there.
All right, you guys
SteamWorld
talk
Dig.
About, you guys talk about something else for a little bit.
SteamWorld Dig.
I got that.
Okay, something else. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Just a quick Dying Light. What are you thinking so far?
Dying Light grabbed me right from the start.
Me as well.
The intro
was
awesome. So was I. I watched the trailer for it, and I didn't realize how, like, I guess quality of the game it was going to be.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be shittier like Dead Island was. Not saying that Dead Island was shit. I loved Dead Island. I played it. What do you call it when you get all the achievements? 100% of it?
100%.
There's no platinum.
Just call it
so many 1 point.
Xbox Platinum. 1 point.
Yeah. No, but I liked it. It's a serious tone, and it's polished, kind of.
I wouldn't add polished to the things that are pretty. It's very pretty. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten bored. You just... They're kind of small little fetch quests. You go through, you beat zombies.
How far
you do
are
parkour.
You? Where you at?
Maybe like an hour past the end of the tutorial.
Like what's the mission you did? Have you had second night yet?
No. Second night?
The second night. The day and night cycle progresses with the story and not necessarily time.
Right. I went through the first night. I went through the first safe zone, cleared it, slept, went to the day, and that's it.
I'm a little further than you then.
Okay.
Not by much. Like maybe an hour. It's pretty sick.
Honestly, I think about... Compared to other games, it's a lot like Far Cry.
You know what? It like does feel like a Ubisoft game, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It kind of feels like... fuck. Like the fact that you see your hands and feet,
yeah,
it feels like a lot of the DICE games, which drew
even,
me to it.
Even with DICE, did you notice his toes with his boots? He's got Chad's fucking toe shoes, which reminds me of Mirror's
Edge.
Really? He's got Mirror's Edge shoes on.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's what they're going for, right? They kept saying it's a Mirror's Edge, like,
zombie game. Yeah.
It does feel a lot like Mirror's Edge, but Mirror's Edge was...
The reviews that I read said, like, it tries to be...
It tries to be a lot of...
It tries to be Dead Island, but Dead Island does it better. It tries to be Mirror's Edge, but Mirror's Edge does it better. Like, the gunplay, it tries to be...
I haven't even
whatever,
seen a gun yet.
And
somebody else
does
it better.
It doesn't excel at any one thing, but the combination of things is cool. The parkour is cool. The zombie fighting is cool. The story is cool. The fucking environment is cool. The models look like shit when you hit them, I feel like. But
I
like
a lot.
Have you
got a drop kick yet? It's funny as hell.
No, I don't have any.
You'll get it soon.
Special.
You can like run, jump, and then you just like hit R1. Or no, you R. The jumping button's weird. It's still having a hard time getting
it. I always want to hit X.
I know.
It's just, yeah.
R1 is jump. X is like your... You hit X and it scans the area, like goes doo-doo, and it'll show you like what you can interact with in the environment.
Okay, aggregate score is still 2013.
Weird.
Followed closely by 2010.
Where's 2008?
2008.
Where's 7?
2008? No, not even close.
Not even close.
Okay. Less,
I think what
happens
is the
less
further,
good games,
we
but we all like that one game. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Hold
us
on,
collectively liked more games in 2013 than ever.
When you said aggregate score, I thought you were calculating if we got 4 Skyrim votes, that's 4 times as much.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So what year was Skyrim?
2011.
Skyrim was 2011. You want to know what else had Portal 2, Dead Space 2, 3D Land, and Bulletstorm in 2011? With a combined all range mode score of 453.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm sorry, but it's
Mass Effect.
Yeah,
2010.
2010 was close behind. 361, 713.
How many people had fucking Last of Us on their list?
Last of Us got a 95. All 4 of us had Last of Us on the list.
Oh,
no,
you're using the
all range mode score.
No, you're using the Metacritic score to count it.
Yeah, I am. I'm using the Metacritic score. Ooh, so, do you want to switch over? Oh my god!
If Skyrim has 4 votes,
no,
and
Skyrim
it's a 96.
It doesn't have 4 votes. It was ranked 4th on our huge list. That's why it's got such a high thing.
All right, doesn't matter. Fine.
What?
What?
We've done every other type of list we could do.
I say 2007 is the best year. Or
2007. Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Bioshock, Halo 3, Fable 2, Orange Box, Guitar Hero 2.
That's a good year.
That's a dope.
You hated all those games.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Alright.
Braid was in that year.
Catch any errors on this episode? Have any feedback? Let us know at allrangemode.com. You can leave comments under this show thread heading in the Facebook area.
Text us on Facebook too, whatever.
Suits.
Find us.
It's okay.
Yeah. Also, we're on Twitter with ARM Podcast or at ARM Podcast. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. Please. Subscribe on iTunes and leave us a rating. We don't care if it's good or bad.
Yeah, say we suck because we suck.
Right. I guess with that, this is All Range Mode out.
You have great speakers.
Hello.
talk, you little freaks.
New game.
I wanted to say that one of my favorite games.
Dying Light is pretty.
I'm interested to hear about Dying Light. Hey. How's the gameplay? Oh, more importantly, how is the
gameplay? Stop looking at me. These games are
pretty good.
You guys see that new game?